One's a vegan, the other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speed, with Samaria, and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
The price is right. And the price is free. Free for us, and free for you. Welcome to the show, it's Rant Speak. But you know that, because you know why you're here. And all the Canadian listeners, I know you're all up tonight, because tomorrow's a holiday for all of us. So, how's everybody doing tonight? Tonight's background music is P24 with their album Weit Entfernt. I think. I don't know how to speak German. Pump Up the Volume is the background intro, all pieced together by me. So, let's get into it. Welcome, everyone. It's Sunday. Late night, and in Australia, it's 6 p.m. in some place. It's prime time Australian listening here on Rantspeak. So let's fire up the old Skype and talk to Smokey. And if you want to talk with us on Skype later on in the show, you download it, skype.com, and the name is Rant Radio on the Skype network. We have 7 people online, including Smokey. Let's give him a call. And I've got my microphone on this week for Smokey to hear me, and not like the other times. Calling Smokey. Ringing. Oh, there we get some ringing. Cool. Smokey. Smokehouse. What's going on? How come I can't hear him? This is very strange. I don't know why I can't hear him. If you can hear me, nod 2 times. If you can hear me, just give me a private message in the IRC so we can figure out why I can't hear you. Well, you're still logged in, so I'm assuming you can hear me. I've got a microphone on. Oh, I can hear a hiss. That's interesting. I know I've got mine on microphone. Oh, I'm hearing static. Smokey, if you fall on the floor, just clap your hands or smack the table if you're choking. Just make a noise. No, he wouldn't have it on auto answer. I don't think he's in the bathroom, Candy. Well... I'll just leave that on and continue on with the show outline, and hopefully Smokey can figure out his microphone so you can get it working. Welcome to Rant Speak. The people in the IRC right now, Comrade Red, Beaker, Spyco. Oh, I hear microphone noises.
Hello?
Hello? Smokey.
Can you hear me or not?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's odd.
What was happening?
That's odd. I don't know. I turned it off and turned it back on again.
Strange microphone problems.
Yes.
It's not cooperating.
No, it's not.
It's sounding all choppy, too. Do I sound like a robot?
No, you sound fine.
Okay. You sound like a robot. Very robotic tonight.
I don't know why.
Huh. Very strange. But that's
okay. You want me to change my batteries or something?
No, it wouldn't be, I don't think it would be your microphone. It would probably be the connection. But I don't see anybody complaining about it being laggy or anything, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
So I was just getting on with the IRC chatters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to finish off that. Jibcat, Spyco, Corporate Horror, K16, Austin Wolfcaw, Claw, Virtus, who keeps on asking where Componex is, Corporate Horror, Beaker, Red Maiden, Pinion Blue, Desert Runner, Candy, Stran, who else? Grey Ghost, lots of people in the IRC tonight. And then we're not even putting anything out, which is awfully nice for them just to show up. Maybe we have a big Canadian following tonight because there's a holiday tomorrow.
That could be.
Could be. Or a lot more
people. It's not a holiday for me, though.
No, it's not. Not a holiday for our American.
Not like it matters, though.
No plans for tomorrow morning? Really?
No. I've been gone for 4 days. What am I going to do tomorrow? I mean...
Where did you
probably
go?
Probably straighten things up. I went to Chicago for 4 days.
Yeah.
How was? Hung out with some friends.
How was it there?
And great. It's okay. We stayed in the suburbs mostly.
Yeah.
I didn't go downtown.
No.
Just hung out, played video games, drank some beer. You know.
Sounds like nothing special. Sounds like a good time.
I got away from the internet for 4 fucking days, which was nice.
Yeah, turning it off and running away for a while, it helps a lot.
Yeah, I didn't think I would be able to do that, but it was so easy.
Really? Just to, You didn't even touch it? Go on the internet at all?
No, I was in the IRC for a minute, you know that.
Oh, okay, right. But other than that, it was like... But other than that, you didn't you didn't go on, didn't check email, you totally unplugged?
No. And I was totally unplugged. And by the way, I was drunk.
You were drunk. Were you drunk the whole 4 days?
No, I'm just talking about when I was in the IRC. I was drunk. Not that I care much, but I'm saying I was.
Should designate drunk Smokey. But you did say he's Smokey in Chicago.
Yes. I was like, I should go in the IRC. I don't know why I thought that. But I did. But no, I didn't miss it at all for like 4 days.
Wow.
I'm like, the station could be burning down, and I didn't care. I'm like, just let go. It's not my problem anymore.
That's what holidays are. That's what holidays are for.
Yes, the talk station crashed tonight. By the way,
is that what the Cup of Joe thing was all about?
Yeah, and I couldn't tell which one was which because. It doesn't show the actual name of the file. It just shows the tags, and I can't see the date on that little window, so I didn't know which one was the right one.
Oh, in the
completely
in the task manager, you mean?
Yeah.
All you do is look for the one that.
No. In Sam, where it shows the list of files that can be played.
Oh no! You just load it from the directory.
Yeah.
Just right-click and say load from file, and it should work.
I'm tired. God damn it.
Yeah, I saw your mouse moving in there.
It's been a long...
We were logged in at the same time, like, oh, there's a ghost in the machine.
I am so tired of fighting that thing, dude. I swear to God.
Yeah.
It
just kind of dies and doesn't cooperate, but yeah. That's what you get for free.
That's the story of my life.
It dies and doesn't cooperate. Yeah. Yeah, it's a big fight.
Remember
that. It's a struggle.
Remember that. That's what you get for free. Right?
Yeah.
Free.
Free.
Okay.
Free doesn't mean bad, but sometimes it does.
Oh, whatever, dude.
So if you want to get into the IRC with all the other people talking there, 91 right now, you can go to the Rant Radio site and click on the chat button on the left. I've reduced it by one click. And you can read the instructions there. It's the same as last week, but, you know.
Yeah.
Or...
I know. I'm being an asshole. I'm throwing you off on purpose. So that way I can keep up with you.
But I can... I see. Have you got the... Oh, because you're tired. And recovering.
Yes.
Recovering from a binge drink of 4 days.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if you want to go to our lovely, lovely redesigned website, you can do that as well. And it looks very beautiful. Designed by... Let me just scroll down. I believe it's Crano. Yes, Crano redesigned the site. It is beautiful. It is wonderful. Love it. Love it. How to get involved with Rant Radio. Send in your mug shots to me, info@rantradio.com, and I will put them up in a big batch about every month. Or if you don't live in North America, North America, you can send in your name, city, and country. And I'm not going to probably say this anymore because nobody sends it anyway. You can send it into info@rantradio.com. People like sending their mug shots, but they don't really care about their overseas stuff.
Hang on, dude. I got to turn you up a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of quiet.
Or you could tell somebody about Rant Radio. Or you can check out the project listings in the Rant Radio rant forums as well. Or you can send in your news stories if you have any news that you think that would be good for the show. And a lot of people are sending that in. Thank you very much. And we also need bandwidth for the punk and industrial because they're very, very full, especially the punk. So if you have some bandwidth, a server park somewhere, not at home because that won't work at all, send an email to me.
And to this day, I'm trying to figure out why it's so full all the time.
I just
don't get it.
Because
I mean, it took absolutely no labor at all.
No,
nothing.
You just dump a bunch of the right mix of songs, and away it goes. Well, it also helps that we have some name recognition, because if somebody put up Joe Schmo's punk station, it would sit at the bottom forever. So it helps knowing
that's,
Rant.
That's true. That's, yeah. That's true.
Even if they were at 128K. DJs, we need DJs. There are still 24 hours in the day to fill. And there are many days to fill.
Yes, there's still 24 hours in the day to fill, and I'm sure there's a couple more hours in the day in which I could be bothered. So, we need more DJs.
Many more. Hundreds.
We don't really have a whole lot of new stuff coming up. I think we're adding Off the Hook this week. I'm not sure.
Oh.
I'm planning on it. I'm planning on running it on Thursday at 6 o'clock, if I remember correctly.
Very cool. What day does it come out live? Is that Tuesday?
It comes out Tuesday, but we can't run it on Tuesday because we have another show on then.
Right. And it probably takes...
We're going to run it like on Thursday or something.
And we can't run it live anyway. We have to run the archive, so it wouldn't be on Tuesday either. We'd have to wait for the...
We probably could run it live because the person that's doing it... Oh, go ahead. Get what?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Hello.
Are we still there?
So we have to wait for them to get. And I'm like, get what?
Oh, get it up in the archive so we can broadcast it from and download it and broadcast it and automate it. Right.
Okay, this is going really well. It's great.
It is, isn't it?
You can tell it's a holiday weekend for you because we're on the ball night.
Oh yeah, it's happening. It's jumping. It's working well.
I'm half hungover. You're taking a day off, and it's great. We're on the ball.
We'll make it through. Rant media news items. We still need your help with torrent seeds. Not too much help. Mostly in the Porn on Beta one. The patrolling has a lot of people sharing, which is awesome. So if you could post those torrents in the IRC, please.
Yeah, hold on. I think.
And I went through a bunch of. Do you have it open?
Yeah, I think I'm just in the wrong spot. I have no focus today, y'all. I'm totally fucked. It's horrible. Here we go. There it is, right there.
Woohoo!
God damn.
You're not doing so well.
Have a bad day.
Not doing so well.
No, I'm not.
This week's countdown.
Maybe a long way to go. Maybe I'll perk up.
Yeah, maybe next week. Maybe when we. I think we're doing it next week, an hour earlier.
Yes. That's right. We are.
I forgot about that till you mentioned that.
Wait a minute. Is that the 17th? Is that next week?
Yeah, 17th. That's right.
Yeah, we're starting 1 hour earlier because I begged and bitched and moaned, and I said, "We have an hour to fill before us anyway. Let's do it 1 hour earlier."
That's right, and on the condition if I am doing something on the Sunday night, that it actually will be delayed, which it would be delayed anyway if I was doing something on the Sunday night.
It would be delayed anyway, and you've been late 3 freaking times.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
No, 3 out of 30. So 1 out of 10 shows I'll probably be late once in a while if there's like a concert on or something. And this week's count of unanswered email in my inbox is 1372, and I went on a big email spree and answered a whole bunch. So it's down 26, but keep in mind that like 20 to 30 come in a day. Ugh.
Yeah.
And we had some press, well, not really press. We got our name on the air. Mark from the Mark and Daryl show.
Oh.
Got his...
I wondered if you finally watched that or not.
Eventually I did. I was really busy. I had to go out or I had to go to sleep that night, and I was really tired. I kept, I was like, I can't watch that. I got to go to bed. And that was pretty exciting. So I'm going to play you the clip here. This is Mark from the Mark and Daryl Show on C-SPAN commenting on the presidential debates.
Gone. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. Pompano Beach, Florida. Go ahead, undecided voter.
Hello, yes. My name is Mark Hopkins, and I've got to say, I was a reporter for rantradio.com on the first election debate, and if only the first one had gone like this. This was a very presidential presentation for both of them. I do see Cheney as the clear winner, though. I really do.
Why?
Well, he came off with a thing that I think only age and wisdom can give you. It's just, instead of getting upset like Bush did in the first debate or flustered like Edwards did here tonight, he kind of did the chuckle thing, and he took the high road on a lot of things, especially when I felt that Edwards got out of line when he brought Cheney's daughter into things, and he just said, you know, thanks for the kind words, and moved on, didn't even talk about it.
Okay, let's go to Seattle next.
So that was Mark from the Mark and Daryl Show commenting on the vice president debate.
It was pretty funny. He told me he was going to do that. He's like, would it be okay if I like call in and drop our name? I said, I don't care. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want if you think you can pull it off. And he was in his office at the time. He goes, I have 16 lines here. I'm getting on the air.
That's how he could guarantee he was on. It was like, how do you know that you're going to be on enough to ask? Wow. So he just filled up the lines and just was able to get on that way.
And I actually watched it as it happened, and I almost missed it because I couldn't find C-SPAN. I didn't know what freaking channel C-SPAN was.
Oh.
And I almost missed it.
Wow.
But I was lucky enough to catch it.
Wow. So you recorded that?
No, actually he did.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if I would find it in time, but luckily for me, I actually found it in time.
Sweet. Yeah, I don't think
and
I get C-SPAN.
What can I say we're publicity whores, you know?
Exactly.
We'll take what we can get.
Exactly. Drop the names here and there.
I'm sure, and you could kind of see on the woman's face, too, if you could actually see it on TV, when he dropped our name, she looked a little annoyed.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. That's usually what happens when you throw in a little advertising on top of a commentary there.
Yeah. He told me to change the way he was going to do it. Because he was just going to do he was going to say what it was he said and then just yell Rent Radio Rule, but he didn't do it that way.
See, that would be the wrong approach.
No, but it still would have been funny. He was proud of himself. He was like, wow, I did it and didn't look like an ass. I'm like, way to go, man.
You rock sore.
Because he was... Yeah, he was sure he was just going to say something stupid, but it worked out really well.
No, it worked out really well, and he fitted in really quickly and moved on, which is the right way to do it, I guess, if you're going to do it.
He's pretty good at getting his point across.
Oh, exactly, yeah. This week's Ramp Speak poll, week number 31. There's the link. It wasn't in your wasn't in your outline because I hadn't posted it yet.
Nope.
So there it is.
I never get the link. I just get the poll. Sometimes I get the poll. Sometimes I don't. This week I actually got the poll.
Depends how late in the day that I actually type this out. Everyone's saying that you sound like a speaking spell, which sounds very close to what you sound like. It's funny.
You know what? It may actually be this my battery.
It could.
Remember when we were testing that?
It could.
Remember when we were testing that before?
Yeah.
You're having problems hearing me?
Yeah, it
could
be because you don't sound any different at all, like, throughout. It doesn't get better or worse. It just sounds like straight-on speaking spell.
I can change the batteries. It's not a problem.
Sure, if you want to change the batteries. It's kind of amusing, actually.
Hold on. Hold on for a minute. Talk or whatever it is you do.
So, Rant Speaks week number 31. Poll, does Rant Radio talk on the whole, and not just Rant Speak, have a politically balanced view upon the world, or does it seem to lean towards a particular agenda? Please comment below. And the options are Rant Radio Talk is politically balanced, or Rant Radio Talk is not politically balanced and favors a particular agenda. Comment on which one below. So if you think we lean one way or the other, because we try to have a variety of shows on the station here with different points of view, but sometimes people just don't apply with certain points of view. And Rant Meetup number 6 is still happening Saturday, October 16th, which is, wow, that crept up fast. It is this Saturday. So if you're in the Vancouver area or visiting around here, we're going to have a Rant Meetup. And I didn't have the link again, which is totally ridiculous. Let me get the link for everyone so you can read it and figure out if you want to come or not. And a whole bunch of people are coming. Myself, Jibcat, Killing Boy, Cabot, Purden, Paranex, Valor, LXPK, who I met at the KMFDM show for the first time. There you go. And so he's coming around too. MRV, Soul Trance, Enki, Sparky, VTM, and a couple unconfirmed people. And we do need to have confirmation because we'll be going for dinner at a restaurant. And with that many people, we kind of need to make a reservation. So we'll be meeting at the Vancouver Art Gallery downtown. On to the listener email. Let's queue up. Well, let's actually go to the hard drive and queue up. Strong Bad, because he's not queued up at the current moment. And I thought I put him in here. I thought I had everything ready to go. But remember, email is awesome and email is weird.
Email is awesome! Email is weird! Email is awesome! And email is weird! And I'll never forget the way it was, girl!
The first one is from Mark. On an episode of Rant TV, Sean mentioned something about Hawaiian shirts and a Russian word that sounded something like Lumshavak, roughly translated as thing that hurts my mind. Anyway, I was wondering what that word was and how you spell it. Thanks, Mark. By the way, the show kicks ass. Rock on. And I replied, Sean sometimes speaks in tongues and channels ancient gods. Seriously, I have no idea how to spell it, and I'm not even certain. Well, fuzzy static from... Let's just turn... Okay, there we go.
Hello.
I was about to cut you off. It was so much static.
Do I sound better?
About 1 billion times better. Like, really, it's so much better.
I took the microphone apart. The battery came loose.
Oh.
Well, it somehow fell halfway out.
Well, if you want some cool, awesome special effects on your microphone, just kind of make it fall out again.
Hold on, I gotta put it back in the stand. Hold on. Okay, cool.
So I don't even know if Lumshavak is a real word. So I think he just heard it from somebody. So if anybody knows how to speak Russian, I believe it is from Russian. Yes.
He makes words up all the time. Yeah. Haven't you figured that out yet?
Sean makes words up, yeah.
He speaks his own language. He speaks Sean.
He spells and speaks Sean.
Yes, he does. Let's not talk about the way he spells. Thank you.
Red Maiden says, server has come. The static after now.
Yes.
It was pretty staticky.
Yeah.
The next one's from The Grey Ghost. I are confused. I've seen in the recent photo shoots that Sean is proudly sporting his cult t-shirt. I thought that not only was cult a forbidden subject for Sean, but also that he threw away that shirt in one of the patrolling episodes. Has Sean had a change of heart and no longer mind still showing some association with cult?
Should I take this one?
Well, I asked him about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, is there an answer, or did he just say, I don't know?
No, there is an answer. There actually is an answer. That's why I put this in here, because otherwise I'd be like, I don't know. That'd be totally pointless discussing it.
I just think he's weird, personally.
That is one of the possible answers. In the video of the patrolling, he was going to throw it away, and I wanted it. I was like, don't throw that away. I'll take it. And then he's like, then he changed his mind again. No, you can't have it. I want to keep it. So
I hate you because that's bullshit.
So Sean had
hated,
it back.
You hated that stuff. Why did you want that shirt? You hated that stuff. Fucking dick. This close to getting rid of it, but no.
Yeah.
No, that's it, dude. You're dead. I'm sending somebody to your house right now.
My house. I don't have the shirt.
I don't care. You're the reason he still has it, so you're guilty.
Very true. Very true. I am the reason he still has it. Indirectly, I am the reason he still has it.
No, indirectly. You said, Sean, don't throw that away. And let's think how easy it is to change his mind.
Very easy. I said I wanted it. And then I was in my possession. And then after he threw out all his clothes into the bin, as you saw, he's like, yeah. Oh, I want it back. I'm like, well, I guess it is yours. And so he got it back.
That shirt needs to go bye-bye.
Maybe we'll film him burning it one day or something.
Oh, you'll fake it. You'll do one of your goofy little shotcuts and throw in a different t-shirt. That's what
right.
You'll do.
Yeah. And if you notice, Sean actually has gotten past the cult thing. He is acknowledging now that it is a part of his history. It did happen. He knows it happened, and he's moved on. All that kind of stuff, you know.
So please don't ask him about it.
Yeah.
Please.
No need to ask. Cult happened, and cult is over.
Because when he does talk to me again, guess what he'll talk to me about?
Is it cult?
That.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't want it.
Like, what's to discuss about cult? Like, really?
Nothing. He just feels bad about it.
Oh, well,
and
it's over.
And he likes to talk about that part, so.
Ah. So, more questions about Sean. Here's the next one. The topic is, what exactly happened to Sean again? And this is from the forums.
He's dead.
Sean is dead. He's in a car crash. He was actually went into the coma at the same time as Christopher Reeves. And
yes.
He choked on his own vomit. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. First of all, I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way. I've listened to all of Sean's old shows and all of the What the Hell show and loved every minute. I appreciate everything Sean has done and will continue to do in some capacity or another. The only thing I'm wondering is about why someone who has worked as hard as Sean did for as many years as Sean spent all of a sudden up and cut all contact with his fans out of the blue. Was he just fed up with the general hassle of being regarded the fucking man and being inundated with email, etc.? Sean's new series is great. I watch and burn episodes of Patrolling to CD for my friends, but can't help but wonder why the one guy who once regarded his audience as the most important part of the show would suddenly, without any explanation, cut contact with his fans and release tapes every now and then from behind the scenes, much like a WOG version of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's true.
That's hilarious. Yes.
I know why he does it. He does it to piss me off, because that's what he likes to do. I'm serious. He loves to piss me off. I know that's part of it.
Hey, it's a side benefit, I guess. Hey?
Yeah.
Yes, my friends, lately it appears that though our open source celebrity is about as openly accessible as Microsoft Windows source code. My question is why? that's low. That's awful. Go ahead.
No, it's just true. That was an amazing analogy there. Wow. that's good stuff there.
That is good
Prizes
stuff.
Prizes for you.
Especially the Osama bin Laden one, too. I love that.
Yeah.
What happened that changed things so completely? Maybe it's none of my fucking business, and it's something personal he'd rather not share with hundreds of random strangers. Even if this is the case, the answer is fuck off, Amick. Well, this is Amick. Sean has a personal life, too, you know. I'd at least respect that a lot more than it being left to the IRC to invent daily stories about deadly car crashes to explain things. I appreciate everything that comes out of Rant. Anything we get from Sean is great and usually well thought out. But the same thing could be said about Tupac Shakur by his fanfare.
He's not dead either. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Or the cast of Seinfeld. It's perfectly normal to speculate about celebrity you're interested in. I've listened to more of Sean's witty banter than I've watched Seinfeld episodes. Just for anyone who's wondering, I did the math. If one watched all of Seinfeld's episodes back-to-back, it would equal approximately 5,400 minutes, give or take an episode. Well short of Sean's towering 8,900 minutes I queued up into WinApp just now. I'm not sure if that includes all of the unreleased What the Hell shows and all his rants, all his TV shows.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's probably more than that, but point well made. And if it's fine for people to speculate on the recent undertakings of the former Seinfeld cast to which they have become interested in, within the course of filming, it's done routinely in 6 or 7 magazines at the grocery store checkout line alone, well, then it's probably perfectly fine for us to converse and make speculations about a celebrity you've spent up to 153 hours of your life listening to, not including patrolling. 153 hours, holy crap. Even if I'm asking questions about somebody with a personal life, this is a goddamn internet message board, and it's hardly unheard of behavior to talk about the media and the artists and personalities who make the media we all love so much, and related, and brace yourselves, sometimes even unrelated topics, believe it or not. And for the record, I'm not pressuring Sean to do anything, through this thread, and it's not like I'm going to hold a knife to his throat and force him to reenact a what the hell. Oh, God.
No.
No, never.
I don't want him reenacting anything, okay?
This is a message...
Trust me.
Yeah. New stuff is better. This is a message board posting, not an official demand for more of Sean's time, etc. This is a posting, is a fart in the wind in Sean's busy world. Anyway, it's not like I'm trying to shake the boat and call Sean to action here. I'm just an inquisitive person, and this message board seems the most fitting place to ask the question we really never get satisfactory answers to. Note, Sumerian and Sean himself in no way legally, financially, and otherwise bound by anything I ask for or say in this posting in perpetuity throughout all of space. Well, I read this and thought it was pretty well worded and maybe deserves an answer.
It's a fair question.
It is
a fair question.
And a lot of people are asking this, so I thought, why not answer it, right?
You know, they deserve it, too. They do.
Sean is a busy person. He actually is very busy in his life. He's got his wife, he's got his job,
he's got his dog,
and, you know, he's got a general life to take care of. He is doing, of course, the patrolling series, which everyone gets, and we do that once a week, just as much as we did the shows before. I just don't release them as quickly because it takes a lot longer to edit them. So we do like approximately half a show every week in filming.
Right.
So it's not completely cut off. And Sean does read the forms from time to time. So he does read what you say and takes it into consideration or whatever, right? It enters into his mind in some form or another.
I know he's out there. because one of the email addresses still works.
Oh, does it? Oh.
So he's still out there.
Somewhere in the ether. Yeah. He doesn't answer his email because it's impossible to answer my email. So I can't see how would it even be remotely possible for Sean to answer his email.
But if he gets your email, I can guarantee you that he does read it.
Yeah, I think he would read the emails. But he just doesn't have time to answer them. And it's difficult for somebody who is that well-known to respond to everything and be in the spotlight all the time. He does go to some of the rant meets. So, like, people who are lucky enough to be local would be able to meet him and get questions answered and stuff like that. He's more of an isolationist than anything else. It's hard to believe, but he does shy away from the public eye. It's very hard to believe, in fact. But
I'll get him back. It takes time.
Yeah.
He goes through these phases where he'll go away, especially from me, for a long time.
Yeah.
And then he'll realize that he needs me for something, and he'll be on me like a a little dog biting at my ankles. Smokehouse, I need this now. Okay. But no, he'll come back.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe he'll come back with another radio show or something. And we always think in rant, do something different. Why do the same thing in perpetuity? Do something different, something more exciting, and we're always trying new things, and they always turn out to be pretty good, in my opinion. Like, we did the What the Hell, we did the Sean Kennedy Show, we did the Sean Kennedy TV Show, we're doing Patrolling now, and also the After Now and stuff. So we're always trying new things. So,
and if, like I said earlier, if you really want to mess with his head, write a snail mail letter, send it to Sim, and Sim will give it to him.
That does work. I want everybody
to do that. Or send him a birthday card, because his birthday's coming.
That's right, his birthday's October 23rd.
Mm-hmm. And that would just freak him out.
Yep, and I think that would be a good gift. Just a letter to Sean. I think he would like that, because he's a fan of the written word. He's an author himself, and something as personal as a written letter, I think, would really hit him. I think that would be awesome. On with the more email. Hey, I was wondering if you could hook me up with the free Rant Radio sticker for my laptop. Please. I'm poor and broke. College life sucks. But at least I have Rant Radio to help blow off time. You fucking rock. And what I sent back to him is anybody can make these stickers.
Yeah, but that was lame to do to that poor guy. I mean, we have like 5,000 of these things, and you're like, print your own.
They're actually getting very thin in numbers.
are they really?
Yeah, so there won't be many more left. So,
okay.
It's kind of sucking. I'm watching the roll windle down as people order them.
Okay.
Yeah, and these were donated to us.
Yes, they were.
So it's kind of nice, and I'm trying to send out as many as I can, but I got to ration them now so as many people can get them as possible. But if you do want to make your own stickers, there's that sticker plus, I don't know, like 30 more different designs for when we have the sticker contest. So if you don't even like that, yeah, there's tons. So if you don't like that one, there's other ones that you can print out.
And don't stick them in places you shouldn't.
Yeah, like candidates for mayor's cars and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind if you put it on a building. You know, you can get away with that.
Yeah.
But don't put it on personal property, because that's a bad thing to do.
That's a bad thing to do. They may not take kindly to that, and it's kind of traceable, backable to me. So be nice with the stickers and pass them out. And people probably rather put them on their laptops than peel them off and throw them in the garbage after you've stuck them to somebody else's car, because that's where they're going to end up eventually, is thrown away. So maybe give it to your friend instead of just kind of wasting
it. Yeah, and neither one of us want the bill for some guy's paint job.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Yeah. This one's from Gypsy Nomad Underdog. I dig what you guys are doing. More reality bite. Fuck the TV. Wake up, world. Have tunes. Have skills. May I have my photo on your site? Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Rocks on. Excellent.
He has tunes and skills, but all he wants is his picture on the site.
Yeah, he has. Have tunes, have skills. He's got the skills to pay the bills, man.
He has the tunes and the skills, but he didn't say DJ. He's like, I just want a picture.
That's his bottom line. I want the picture.
And it's so. Like, man, I wish they were all that easy to please.
I know. Just the picture.
I'll just take more weeks off, man.
Yeah, we'll just keep on putting up pictures on the website, and everyone will be happy.
That's right.
That's all it takes. This next one's from Nighthawk. I got to my pewter kind of late for the conversation in IRC. I went back and read it, and I was going to put my 2 cents, but the topic already passed, and I didn't want to bring it back up again. I think I told you once that I burn a lot of this stuff and hand it out to people. When I get a chance, I go back and talk to them after they've listened to it. Some of them think Sean is some kind of god. Some people don't like him. And a few people actually got scared and don't want to hear anymore.
Really? Wow.
That's the best reaction ever.
Yeah.
Then there are those few who really get it and who really understand what it's all about. I know you do, and Smokehouse does, and some of the plicks Plex and the IRC do.
That's a word I don't know.
I don't know Plex. That sounds like a word, doesn't it? That should be a word.
Maybe it's a word now.
Yeah, it's a word now. All you Plex in the IRC.
All Plex.
You're all Plex.
You're no longer logged for this show. You're Plex.
You're all
That's
Plex,
it.
as decreed by Nighthawk. I got in long before I ever heard of Rant Radio with Sean Kennedy years ago when I first took a clear look around and realized what social scripting was and how it was almost the antithesis of the human spirit. My point is, what you edited, what you didn't, blah, 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 it's all trivial. It takes both a deep-rooted belief in something and balls of friggin' steel to do what you guys do. And what you do means so much for so many people. We see it, we hear it, just thought I'd take some time out and show some appreciation for it. And I thank you so much.
I don't know about balls of steel, though.
I don't know if it takes balls of steel just yet. We're not really threatened with jail time or anything at the moment.
It just takes a lot of time, really, you know. There's not a whole lot of courage involved here. It's time.
It's mostly time. I'd say 95% time. It's all about the time. And you, too, can give up your life for the cause.
I so need to clone myself. It's not even funny.
Yeah, clones would be good. Maybe we should hook up with the Raelian people. They got something going on with the clones, eh?
not because I'm so busy. I like need another person. It's just that I'd like to go do something else once in a while. You know, just have time to do maybe something different would be really cool.
Yes.
But now when I leave, it's like it's an event. Smokey's leaving.
Oh my God, what's happening?
A couple people were like, "Uh-oh, you need help? Do you need me to watch something?" I'm like, "No, it should be okay. I hope."
Yeah, no big DJ emergencies, thank goodness.
No.
I think I had just one question to answer or something.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, that was no big deal for 4 days. One question.
I should leave more.
What?
I should leave more.
No.
Oh, now he's being nice to me. Don't go. Don't go.
Having
I
help
like
is
you.
Nice, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah. Having
there
help is
go.
Very nice.
There you go. Better.
I do appreciate what you do.
That's all I wanted to hear.
There you go.
Thank you.
The Do Not Call list wins in high court. Yay. Supreme Court rejects appeal by telemarketers that registry violates free speech rights. I just had to laugh at this one. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday let stand a lower court ruling that telemarketers' rights to free speech are not violated by the government's nationwide Do Not Call list. Without comment, the justices rejected an appeal by commercial telemarketers against the lower court ruling, which upheld as constitutional the popular program in which consumers can put their names on a list if they do not want to be called by telemarketers. Are you going to post the link?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was listening to you read.
Okay.
I wasn't doing too well,
so...
No, but, you know, I'm entertained.
I'm captivated by yours.
Yes.
Yeah. We hold that the Do Not Call Registry is a valid commercial speech regulation because it directly advances the government's important interest in safeguarding personal privacy and reducing the danger of telemarketing abuse without burdening an excessive amount of speech, the appeals court said. The Denver-based appeals court overturned a decision by the federal judge who ruled that the list unfairly discriminates against commercial speech.
Commercial speech, my ass.
Commercial speech. You think it's their free... You think it's freedom of speech... impeding on their freedom of speech to phone you up to bother you with that on your personal
speech.
Line. It's not speech.
It's a list of names.
Yeah, it's not your freedom. It's not your freedom to go and bother people directly. It's your freedom to say things, and if people want to listen to you, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you can't phone them up directly and bother them on their line that they pay for. And call that freedom of speech. So I can go up to anybody's door and start yelling at them about this or that. And if they try and stop me, they're impeding on my freedom of speech? That is utterly ridiculous.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it should be said that I do not hate telemarketers. Because they're people too. And they all probably hate their jobs.
Oh, I can guarantee that.
I mean, I don't want to talk to them and I... I'm yet to figure out why they can always call it dinner time. That makes no sense to me at all.
Because you're home, that's why.
Yeah, he's home eating right now. I will talk to him. But no, I don't hate him. I just want them to go away.
Yeah, so thank God for this do not call list. I think down there somewhere it says how many people are on this. 62 million phone numbers have entered onto the do not call list. So that shows you how many people really, really don't want to be bothered. And probably the rest of the people that aren't on that list don't know about the list.
No, I don't like it when people call me and try to sell me stuff. If I want something, I'll go get it.
Yeah, there's enough advertising out there in general that you probably can figure out what you need by that.
And I'm not going to buy, like, a big ticket item over the phone.
People selling cars, yeah. You want to buy a car over the phone?
Or it usually it's like new windows for your house. It's like, we'd like to sell you some new windows and siding. I'm like, over the phone?
Exactly. Can I see these windows and siding through the phone?
Have you seen my house? Maybe I just got new windows. What did you think of that?
Maybe I just bought this house.
And if you were here to look, you'd know that.
Exactly. Ridiculous. First suit filed against internet spyware. The U.S. government has sued a New Hampshire man in its first attempt to crack down on internet spyware that seizes control of a user's computer without permission. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission on Thursday asked a federal court to shut down an operation that it says disables users' computers in an attempt to bully them into buying anti-spyware products. Internet users unwittingly... Does that say they have no wits about them? I'd say unwillingly.
No, unwittingly is when you do something and you don't realize it. That's what that means.
Download the software when they visit websites that contain certain banner ads. The software exploits a hole in Microsoft Corporation's internet web browser.
That never happens.
Yeah, no way. Wow.
That never happens.
There's a hole in... I should stop using that. Oh, wait. I don't use it. To work its way into computers without users' knowledge, according to the lawsuit. Washington Consumer Group, the Center for Democracy and Technology, had demonstrated the software to Reuters before it filed a complaint with the FTC in February. The software hijacks web browsers, causes the CD-ROM trays to mysteriously slide open and slows down computers and causes them to cease working altogether. A torrent of pop-up messages urges consumers to buy programs to clean up the mess.
I hate those. I hate those most of all. It's like, click this, it'll fix your problem. Oh, sure it will.
Yeah. You're using the problem to sell me things to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's totally awful. So,
yeah,
I somewhat applaud this, that especially in retrospect of it exploiting holes in products to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be completely useless, of course, just like when they passed all those great spam laws, my spam reduced to zero. No, it didn't.
My spam is enormous. It's enormous.
Same with mine.
I wish that I got as many emails about the station as you did compared to my spam. I swear to God, I have to like sift through my email looking for the emails that count.
Oh my God.
I get so much fucking spam, it's unreal.
Let's see what my spam count is. 65% spam I get.
That's
awful. Awful amounts of spam.
I get more than that. So you're getting
Light. Wow.
Yeah.
I have to use a program to filter out the spam and
I couldn't figure that out. That was too much reading for me. I'm like, this is too hard.
It's just easier for you to delete.
Else. Yeah, it is.
That's nice that you have that little of spam. You probably have a higher percentage than me, or do you think you get a lot of spam?
No, I get a lot of it, but I guess I'm learning how to delete it faster.
human recognition of spam, hey?
Yeah, some of the names on the spam is just unbelievable, because you can tell when they're spam when you get them.
Oh, it's easy.
The names of some of these people is just ridiculous. And, I'll laugh. And it's all about getting a bigger dick now for some reason, which I don't really understand.
People must be buying it by the droves.
They must be. It's like, want a bigger dick? Well, no. Yes, but not from you.
Yeah, not from an email.
Yes.
More, I'd rather get it from a female, to make mine grow a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Overload.
Boom.
I don't even know about that.
TMI.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, this law is going to be completely useless, just like the spam law. They're just going to move it offshore, and that's going to be the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Child porn bill would triple jail terms. The federal liberals have induced a revamped child protection bill that would crack down on child pornography and voyeurism. The proposed law, tabled in the House of Commons today, would triple prison terms for offenders to 18 months from 6 months. It would broaden the definition of child pornography to include certain written material and audio recordings that describe prohibited sexual activity with children. Danger. This bill would also create new offense prohibiting the advertising of child porn and narrow existing defenses. This will give us the most comprehensive child protection regime of any country in the world. Yeah, that seems about it, yeah.
Yeah.
The bill is a revised version of the legislation introduced by Chrétien in 2002. The legislation failed to clear the Senate in time to become law before Parliament was dissolved in June election. The new bill comes in the wake of criticism, especially from conservatives, that the original draft was not tough enough. Under the new legislation, two new voyeurism offenses would be created to prohibit secret recordings, so-called upskirt videos, and the intentional distribution of material knowingly obtained through an act of voyeurism.
Okay.
So, what does that exactly mean? The intentional distribution of material knowingly obtained through an act of voyeurism. So, any kind of video that the person is not aware that they're being recorded could be an act of voyeurism. I am sure that I have some video on my computer right now that somebody in the video does not know that they're being recorded, and which could possibly by some extent of the law be construed as voyeurism. Now, what is the definition of voyeurism? Looking at things that people don't know that you're looking at them, and I don't know, maybe getting off on it. I don't know if that falls into voyeurism or not.
I don't know if that's exactly true or not.
I'm not sure.
I know the first part of the definition is right. I'm not sure about the second part.
Yeah, and
I don't know if you have to get off on it to be considered a voyeur.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it has something to do with sexuality or not. But I'm quite certain that maybe it doesn't. It's just you're just watching somebody like. Watching reality TV shows. That's voyeurism, I would think.
Yeah, it is.
You're enjoying watching somebody that they don't know that you're watching because you're just the person in the audience watching whatever reality television show that you're watching. They don't know that. And some of these they're told afterwards. Some people are saying candid camera. No, I don't have child porn, Spyco. I'm making a point here. Idiot. The other part is the more disturbing part. The written material and audio recordings. I know they've passed laws in the past prohibiting people making videos of people that look like children, yet they're not. They can certify that birth certificate and everything. So that's another danger. It's a slippery slope. Being able to put away person for the written word. And I'm sure there's a bunch of books that are in libraries right now that fall under this categorization. Isn't there a book and movie called Lolita?
Yes, there is.
And so under this law, that book would effectively go on the burn pile?
More than likely.
Yeah. Kind of dangerous. Kind of slippery slope.
Dictionary.com says voyeurism is defined a voyeur as a person who derives sexual gratification from observing the naked bodies or sexual acts of others.
Oh, okay, that's pretty clear cut then.
Especially from a secret vantage point.
Okay. So a voyeur does have to do with sexuality. In that context, maybe there is another definition, but that's one definition.
An obsessive observer of sordid or sensational subjects.
That's a bit more broad.
That's a little broader.
Spyco says, I stay up till 3 a.m. for you, Simrant speak. You at least owe me the occasional accusation of child porn towards you. Maybe.
No, he doesn't.
Not really.
No.
Music industry sues 459 European song swappers. So,
awesome.
It has spread around the world. Now, the music industry is losing billions everywhere. They must make more money.
Yeah.
And you are the thieves. You, listening. Yeah. The music.
I'm actually guilty. I showed a friend of mine how to do that sort of stuff the other day.
Oh my God, you're a criminal.
I am, because she was buying stuff off iTunes. I'm like, why are you doing that? She's like, I can't get it for free. And I'm like, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
And she said, how? I said, watch.
Yeah.
And I have a convert now.
Download it and send the artist a dollar. They're making more money that way. If you download their whole album and send them a dollar, they're making
way
more money.
They're making more money that way than off of iTunes.
That's for sure. That's resold. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they get like 7 cents from iTunes.
If.
It's like 7 cents for them, 25 cents for Apple, and the rest goes to the label.
Yeah, because that's even one more step removed than the CDs sold in stores, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's about the same, because there's a CD in the store, and there's and the store is making money. Yeah.
The outlet gets money, yeah, so it's about the same.
The music industry, for the first time, sue British, French, and Austrian music swappers, including a French school teacher, as it intensifies its legal crackdown on internet song swappers. I love how they always throw in the most innocent-sounding person that they can find in the
group. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, the French school teacher's going to cave. I mean, because, yeah, I did it. I surrender. You got me.
Yeah.
So throw that one in there.
I just thought that's so funny whenever they do that. They throw in a grandma or throw in something like that.
And the witty words will be coming soon, too.
Oh, for sure. The Drive singles out the uses of popular file-sharing networks Kazaa, Udonkyu, Nutella, where internet users can download and exchange songs for free. The International Federation of Phonographic Industry, IFP, trade group said on Thursday it had filed 459 criminal and civil lawsuits against some of the most prolific users of internet file sharing networks in all those places mentioned above.
You won't even mention countries now?
No, I already said the countries above.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't think it was advertising.
Yeah, don't go to those countries. I'll be advertising them.
For the tourist board.
Yeah, don't visit those countries. The part down at the bottom here is the more interesting part I found in this. Under the new French counterfeit law, the people could face up to 3 years in jail, because, you know, they're a threat to society.
Oh, absolutely.
And $36,900 U.S. fine. Generally, these are young working adults with average age of 25 to 30, says Mark from the IFPA. The managing director of French trade body Société Civile de... Oh, yeah, never mind. It's the same thing in French. There's a car dealer, a mechanic, a chef, even the works council of a big French company whose members were using the company's computers for downloading music. Okay.
Don't do it at work.
Where did they get this information from? I'm wondering. Okay. How do they know what these people do for a living, these people that they're suing?
Somebody turned them in.
Yeah, like... That's
their job.
That's very scary that this company knows what kind of jobs these people have.
Yeah, that is kind of scary.
Yeah, so that's what I really wanted to get out about that.
Is true, because you're like super hyper about your job for whatever reason. I swear, you think you're going to get stalked, and trust me, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not about being stalked. Anybody can find out where I live quite easily. I'm not too careful about that. But,
well, then what is it? Seriously, I don't.
I'll tell you off the air. But
you can't even tell me why.
Not on the air, of course. That's the whole thing.
Okay. All right.
Next one: student suspended for displaying Colombian flag on backpack. A high school student suspended high school principal. High school principal suspended a 17-year-old student for defiantly displaying a flag from his native Colombia. And five other students were suspended after staging a cafeteria protest over the incident.
Well, you bastard.
School officials and students said. The incident have pitted some students against their parents against... Oh, and their parents against school administrators during Hispanic Heritage Month and drawn attention to the ethnically diverse 2-year-old Freedom High School. Oh my god. The name of the school is Freedom High School.
Oh my god. Who did that?
It's 2 years old. Let's see, 1990.
Let's call it Freedom High
2002.
School.
2002. Yeah, that's about the right time where everything was being named Freedom.
If anybody's ever been to high school, you know, you have no freedom in high school.
That's such an oxymoron.
That's an oxymoron.
Or freedom ironic, whichever way you want to say it.
Yeah,
Freedom High. I didn't even see this when I read through it the first time. That's so funny.
Oh, my God. That's just terrible.
Juan Balcazar, a 17-year-old junior, draped the flag from his backpack and was ordered by an assistant principal to remove it. When he continued to display the flag the next day, he was given a 3-day suspension beginning October 1st. This was during Hispanic Heritage Month. Principal... Oh, no, maybe it's not. Because he did it in September, obviously, because the next day was October 1st.
We are so awesome today.
I don't know. Principal Richard Bartle said Balcazar was suspended for not for displaying the flag, but for disobeying rules, which was displaying the flag. That's a funny way of putting it.
Okay.
You weren't suspended for displaying the flag, but for disobeying the rules about displaying the flag.
Oh, he got told for displaying it improperly.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. You have to do it the right way, not your way. He said he would have taken the same action if it was a U.S. flag being displayed improperly.
Now, that they probably would, which I would sort of get that.
Quite possibly, I doubt it. But you know.
But no, why would you get pissed if they put somebody else's flag out wrong? Why do you care?
I know he wasn't. He was just showing the flag during Hispanic Heritage Month. I don't know if Hispanic Heritage Month covers Colombia, but...
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
They're Hispanics.
Okay. So, kind of ironic, kind of weird. Thought I'd bring that up. Law would cut grow-up power. Local utilities will have the power to shut off electricity to homes suspected of growing marijuana under a proposed new law. This is Canadian.
Okay.
This will have the ability to cut off the power without notice. They cannot do that now. The tough new measures will be included in legislation this fall aimed at ridding Ontario of the marijuana growing operations.
Oh, yeah, that's going to stop them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Quinter backed away from earlier comments that the proposed law would give Hydro, building, and other inspectors special powers to enter a home they suspected of being used to grow marijuana. But somebody will be able to cut off your power without notice because we think that you're doing something illegal, he said. They will be able to determine that there's an excessive amount of power going into that house.
Oh, God, if they could bust somebody for that, I'd be in prison right now.
You got a lot of devices going?
Oh, but shit, yes.
Yeah, me
you're
too.
You're using too much power. Oh, no, I'm going down, man.
So, critics say that cutting off powers, someone's power could have disastrous effects. What if you make a mistake and somebody is living in that house and they do have a piece of equipment that they need to live, which would probably use up a lot of power, such as a respirator? New Democratic MPP Michael Brew said this seems hugely draconian. So they can do it on suspicion.
That's great.
Oh, looks like you're using a lot of power. No more power for you. No matter what. And we'll figure it out later. We just think that you're using too much power.
Yeah. If you shut somebody's power off, they'll start using drugs because they need something to do. Okay?
Exactly. They'll be sitting in the dark with their candles bored. And, they need something to take off their mind off the boredom.
TV doesn't work. Computer doesn't work. Let's get high. Okay.
Yeah. So that seems a little bit excessive.
Uh-huh.
This next one was sent in by Zaristra. RFID promoter can't stand being tracked. It's apparently okay for RFID tag promoters to watch you apply lipstick from 750 miles away, but not for a privacy advocate to keep an eye on companies using the pesky technology. Yes, the cloak and dagger operations of... I know this is from the Register, but... Yes,
yeah.
The cloak and dagger operations of consumer trackers have come under the microscope, and it's not to the liking of frontline solutions. Conference organizers sent a letter to Caspian, Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. See, they have a cool acronym there. Caspian.
If you say so.
Better than
I think most acronyms suck.
Yeah, they're a little silly. That one's a really
because
long.
They're there just because we want to be cool, so we need an acronym.
That's right. Requiring that the organizations pull down unauthorized photos of checkpoints, RFID tags popping up in clothing lines from the likes of a company, taken at recent events here. Caspian leaders Catherine has refused to gag herself, opting instead to print Frontline's complaint online.
Wouldn't you want to mention the clothing that has RFID in it so people can avoid it?
Very true. Abercrombie and Fitch? Say that. That's a horrible name. And Champion. So if you buy their clothing, they track you.
See, there you go.
There we go.
I had to get stuff out of you to educate the people.
Point out the error of my ways.
Loosen up that filter, man. I told you about how you have to do the news. You have to actually read some of it.
And that was the news. I couldn't say any of it because it involved many companies. It has come to my attention that you have falsely represented yourself as a member of the press at a recently concluded Frontline Solutions Conference and Expo in Chicago, the complaint states. In addition to the attending the event under false pretenses, you surreptitiously took pictures of exhibitors' booths and products and posted these photographs on your website without obtaining permission of the exhibitors. I am writing to request that you remove all unauthorized photos that you obtained at Frontline Solutions Conference and Expo from your websites, spychips.com, etc., other websites that point to the same thing, and other websites under your management, that you refrain from making the photos available to anyone else. Elbrick wrote back saying she was in fact working for a well-respected computer industry publication and received the needed... said she was working for a well-respected computer industry publication and received the needed press credentials that permitted photography. I myself was hardly inconspicuous, she writes. I wore a bright red jacket and a badge with my name and the word press prominently displayed. I held the camera openly to my eye as I took over 200 photographs. Along with jeans and t-shirts, Albrecht uncovered RFID tags in diapers, tissue boxes, baby formula, cold medicine, and vitamins. RFID haters would suggest that these little trackers would be used to monitor your baby's every crawl and bowel movement with frightening precision. Papa Pill and Uncle Sam is there watching in an uncomfortable manner.
If you need RFID tag to monitor a bowel movement, you have problems. Because, I mean, if you don't notice it, that you have much bigger problems.
No kidding.
But how does one impersonate the press? How do you do that?
I don't know.
I had someone actually said that to me from my family, said that to me about the debates.
Yes.
They're like, how'd you get press passes? You're not the press. I'm like, I'm not.
How do you qualify as press then?
Who makes the distinction? I'm like, I run an internet radio station and that's media.
We speak to tens of thousands of people every day.
Yes, maybe I'm not on Fox News or something.
That's right.
But are we not
qualified to say what is going on in the world because we're not making millions of dollars and tons of advertising is on our station?
Yes. Yes, and I mean, I only have a college degree in broadcasting, but I don't qualify as press.
No. I think you need more qualifications.
Yes.
I think we need to pay that $1,000 fee to get hooked up to the internet at the conference, and then we'd qualify as press. Yeah. All about the money.
Yeah, fuck the University of Miami. $1,000. That's crazy.
Oh, God.
But I'm not press.
No. We're not press. Not at all.
No.
All these people listening to us, they don't count, I guess. They're not listeners of news and things that are going on in the world.
Yeah, I just found that timely because that irritated me because it happened to me like last week. I'm not press.
Yeah.
Oh, kiss my butt.
This next one, I guess I included it twice anyway. Let's just skip that one.
Okay.
IP's next big wave, taste and smell patents. Magnavox writes, futurist Thomas Frey has written an article about Monday's Nobel Prize in medicine opening the door for taste and smell patents. Dr. Richard and Dr. Linda won the prize for scientifically describing how odor-sensing proteins in the nose translate specific tastes and smells into information in the brain. patenting smells in the past was limited to describing the chemical composition of the substance. Receptor patterning opens the door for a variety of new patenting possibilities. Perhaps more important will be the decision as to whether smells can be trademarked as symbols of the products or services they represent. Sounds and colors are commonly trademarked today because of the commercial impression they leave on consumers. Smells cannot be far behind. Now I'm wondering if we can patent the smell of money. So everything in the world will soon be patented and owned by the company.
I would love to know how they're going to pull that one off.
They can analyze these scientifically. Like, this is the formula for this smell. If you follow this formula, you'll produce this smell. Anybody else follows this formula, we can take them to court because we have patented it, because it's our smell. So just wait until somebody patents the smell for roses.
You might be able, if you worked for a cologne producer,
yes.
You might have a point there.
Possibly.
Slightly.
But let's say you make a cologne or a perfume that smells like roses, and all of a sudden you won't be able to possibly sell roses with that smell anymore. Yeah, it's too close to our perfume. You're infringing on our perfume smell. What if somebody rubs these roses on themselves?
But isn't there something, too, where you can't actually patent something that's natural? I thought there was something like that.
That is correct.
Sean talked about something like that once, that you couldn't, patent garlic or stuff like that, and then this would be in the same vein.
All they need to do is change it just slightly, and, of course, we wouldn't be able to tell the slight change in smell.
That's true.
And, companies want to patent absolutely everything in the world. They want to own everything. Everything you see, taste, smell, touch. Soon they'll be able to patent touch. Like, the feel of a product, the feel of these jeans. And if you remember a couple of years ago, Harley Davidson tried to copyright sound, the sound of a Harley.
Oh, did they really?
Yes, they failed.
I actually did not know that.
Yep, they wanted nobody else to produce a motorcycle that sounded like a Harley Davidson.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It seems so, but as these things creep in, people will think it's less and less ridiculous that companies will eventually own absolutely everything.
Harley Davidson doesn't need any more money either. Those are some of the most expensive bikes on the planet.
Yes.
Okay. And they sell a jillion of them a year. So, and believe me, people that like Harleys, they don't mistake them for anything else.
No.
So it's not a problem.
No, not a problem at all. This next one is sent in by Nighthawk. RFID driver's licenses debated. Some federal and state government officials want to make the state driver's licenses harder to counterfeit or steal by adding computer chips that emit a radio signal bearing the license holder's unique personal information. In Virginia, where several of the 9/11 hijackers obtained driver's license, state legislators Wednesday will hear testimony about how radio frequency identification or RFID tags may prevent identity fraud and help thwart terrorists using falsified documents to move about the country. Privacy advocates will argue that the radio tags will also make it easier for the government to spy on its citizens and exacerbate identity theft, one of the problems that technology is meant to relieve. Virginia is among the first states to explore the idea of creating a smart driver's license, which may eventually use any combination of RFID tags and biometric data such as fingerprints or retinal scans.
I don't see why we need RFID on driver's licenses, because driver's licenses already have everything printed on them anyway.
I know, and I don't know how this would help prevent the terrorists from obtaining driver's license. Are they going to make it harder to get driver's licenses?
I don't know. They should do that.
They just make them harder to counterfeit.
Go ahead. And I'll
Maybe not. Nine of the 19/9/11 terrorists obtained their licenses illegally in Virginia, and that was quite an embarrassment. So maybe they counterfeited them, I guess.
That could be. But it's like, I don't know how it is where you are, but in the States, I mean, your name is on there, your height and weight is on there, where you live is on there, and your social security number is on there. And in the U.S., if somebody gets your SS number, you're screwed.
Yes.
Because you can get anything you want if you have that.
Yeah, that's like the baseline information for anybody.
Yeah, that sort of is your ID number, your SS number. So
it really is.
They talk about adding, ID numbers, and we've already got them. We've had them forever.
I've always wondered about that. Yeah, your social insurance number or social security in the States, that's your person number.
That is your person number.
That's your government issued person unique number that the government knows you by. That is where it all comes down to. Forget your driver's license. That's just for driving.
Yeah, so we don't even need all this stuff because they've already got it. I think they just forgot.
I think so. I'm always wondering why people are freaked out about the government issuing a number to people. And everyone already has a number. Unless you've never worked, I guess.
I think you get one anyway.
At birth?
When you're...
In Canada, you have to apply for it on your first job, so you don't get it at birth here.
You get it when you're... I think your parents have to apply for it, but you do it when you're a child.
Okay.
So you always have it.
Right. Yeah. This also relates to something I posted recently in the forums in response to a ranter getting threatened from a large corporation. A threatening letter from a large corporation, if you could post that next link down.
Okay, I think I scrolled down too far.
This is from Cyberlord. I recently had my brother-in-law down for a short visit. Everything was cool until about the fourth day he was here. I woke up that morning and my internet had died. Like any respectable nethead, I called Cox up to see what the bloody problem was. They gave me a number to their security center and a report number, so I blindly called. Come to find out, my wife had rebooted the computer while cleaning and my firewall was not in place. Universal Studios has searched my computer somehow and found a copy of Spider-Man 2 and emailed Cox Security to have my internet shut off. Wait one second. Universal hacked my computer through Cox, told Cox about it, and Cox didn't start shit with them? What the fuck happened to customer privacy? Anyway, the moral of the story is don't trust shit. If you have something on your computer that shouldn't be found, burn it. Or what I did and encrypt everything not being directly used by Windows. Shit could get really stupid real fast. The security guy on the phone told me if I didn't delete the file before they scanned the computer, they would be forced to find me. Fuck Cox and fuck their fines. I need to find some local Wi-Fi to hack.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a cable company or an ISP fining a customer directly.
Yeah.
This is very strange indeed.
You can sue both of them, okay? Yeah, you can sue both of them for invasion of privacy.
I would think so. Your computer
You can nail that movie company to the wall.
Oh, for sure. Unless you are actively sharing it with a sharing program. Because in case you are doing it, you are sharing it. But if they went in through some exploit or something like that, like a share on Windows, my God.
They're done.
You could totally go after them for that.
Seriously, you should go talk to a lawyer because any lawyer worth his salt would take this on a pro bono basis.
Yes.
Because if there was a lawyer that could destroy a movie company, they would love that.
Especially this sentence about Cox finding you directly. I've never, ever, ever heard of that. And, please follow up with this if you can.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
Just go talk to somebody, and see what they say. I mean, sure, you shouldn't have the movie, but, they don't want us stealing from them, as they call it, but yet it's okay for them to break in and look at our stuff.
Exactly. And
it doesn't work that way.
My response to that was, a certain level of privacy is expected and used to be enjoyed in our society. Sadly, it is going by the wayside in the excuse of corporate profit under the guise of our lives being... in an internal terror state. That was badly worded. Just because you have nothing to hide is not an excuse for total people in response to his were saying that you shouldn't be afraid if you have nothing to hide. You should Just because you have nothing to hide it is not an excuse for total disclosure of all your personal activities.
Exactly.
I would never want to live in a world where I'm watched 24/7 and all my activities are recorded and noted. Some of my or your activities may not be the same ideals as the status quo, or even legal, but we believe them to be just actions and not harmful to society. Whether they are not harmful, whether they are or not harmful, remain to be seen. But I would still like the freedom to retain some anonymity in my private life.
I agree with that.
And it's ridiculous that these companies can go into your personal computer, search out stuff that they feel like, and then fine you for having something personal on your computer.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say about it, because I knew they were talking about this before.
Yeah.
Making it legal for them to do this, but as of right now, it's not legal.
No.
So they broke the law.
Yeah, if they went in without you actively sharing it, they absolutely broke the law. I can't see it in any other way.
No, they broke the law. Mail them.
Yeah.
And film it. And share it with us.
And put it on the internet.
That's right. We want more cease and desist letters. We like them.
I love those. And in the same vein, this next story. House bill morphs 9... This is from AMIC. Morphs 9/11 advice. As the full Senate and House prepare to vote on competing versions of 9/11 Commission comment recommendations this week, most eyes are on how the government's intelligence services will be revamped. But civil liberties advocates, like myself, immigration groups, and some 9/11 Commission members are criticizing provisions in the House bill that they say go far beyond the Commission's recommendations. At issue are provisions that would create a de facto national identification card, which everyone already has anyway.
Yeah, we have it anyway.
Allow employers running a background check on an employee to obtain records of arrests and detentions, not just convictions, without limitation on republishing the information. They could get information on arrests. Whether it was a proper arrest, legal arrest, or whether you were convicted or not, whether the cop just felt like arresting you, that is utterly ridiculous. I think going through the legal system and actually being prosecuted for it may be a bit more substantial than just an arrest.
Yeah, it might have some merit depending on what company it is.
Oh.
Depending on what work you might be doing, that might have something to do with it.
Quite possibly, but I think a conviction of something, because people get arrested every day, all day, for things they really shouldn't be getting arrested for.
Right.
Randomly at times. Going into people's the wrong house, because they have the wrong number on the report. And all of a sudden, this is going to be on your record in perpetuity, so all your future employees will be have the access to say, oh, it looks like you're arrested in 2004. I don't really care what this is for, because you were arrested, and therefore you're a criminal.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit outrageous, in my opinion.
It can be.
It could be. It all depends, of course, on how it could or could be used, but I can see it being used very poorly.
Right.
Speed up the implementation of the newest airline passenger screening system, Secure Flight.
No. No.
No, no.
Don't do that.
By requiring... Go ahead.
You'll undo everything we've already done. We don't need to speed it up.
Yeah, please.
If you want to get on the plane, go to the airport early. Okay? If you're going somewhere else, if you're going on a trip, you don't need to do anything else that day. Plan accordingly.
Yes.
Go early.
Just go early. Require the State Department to study the feasibility of a worldwide database tracking American citizens' and foreigners' lifetime travel history, including information on what countries Americans travel to.
That's not necessary.
I am going to Cuba in March. What if all of a sudden...
I don't know why, yes, you are.
Hey, it's a country. It's a neat country. Socialist country. I'm very interested in socialism.
Yes, you are.
What if my country, Canada, who currently does not have embargoes like the U.S., all of a sudden started hating Cuba? And they look in my flight, eternal forever flight record, that I went to Cuba. And they all of a sudden yank me in and detain me and start questioning me and throw me in camps because I went to Cuba one time. And I'm all of a sudden a socialist bastard. I think this would be a little bit outrageous. Well, I am a socialist bastard, to some degree. I'm not a complete socialist because some of the... it's a bit of an extreme.
Yeah,
in,
I know.
I like some regards, but I don't like others, you know.
Yeah.
You have to have a balance.
I had to say it.
It was there. It was an open opportunity for smoking. But I wouldn't like that. I think that would be a bit outrageous.
A bit much.
It falls under, like, what books have you taken out of the library in your lifetime? I see you've been taking out books on bad things. You're a criminal.
I know they'll never get me on that. I don't remember the last time I went to a library.
Yeah, it was so long ago. I think the last time I did was take out computer books when I was like 12 or something.
I think you're right.
They're sorely outdated and have nothing to do with hacking because it wasn't even invented.
I've just now, within the last like 3 months, broken my father of saying the sentence, I should go to the library and look that up.
Thank goodness.
And I'm like, dude, what's that sitting over there? It's the internet. You don't have to go anywhere.
And it's right up-to-date information.
Right.
Not a book from 1984.
That's right. I just found that so funny. It took me a long time to break him of saying that because he fully intended to go to the library to look things up.
You got to tell him, I got to go to the internet. I got to get on the internet to look that up now. Much better.
Yeah, he's actually done that now. He's almost got that completely ingrained into his head.
Excellent.
He almost likes the internet. It's pretty funny.
Almost likes it. Mm-hmm. How can you hate or like the internet?
It's such a huge thing. I'm not saying he hates it. Oh. I think he's finally starting to understand it.
The usefulness of it.
Yes, although I have to keep telling him not to put spaces in URL names.
Oh, God.
He's like, it doesn't work. I'm like, well, don't fucking put spaces in it.
Rantspaceradio.com.
Oh, I don't want him going there.
No, that's just a world of hurt.
No, for me, yeah, it is.
Is this what you do?
it's funny, you know, because I know they know, but they forget.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like last week, they're like, you talk loud at night. Who are you talking to?
Is it like pump up the volume where your parents are upstairs and they... It's like, Art, well, what are you doing down there?
Well, they're asleep, so they don't come downstairs, but I think I wake them up occasionally.
When you get excited about something.
And it's really hard for me to do this show.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that there's other people in this house.
Yes.
And it's creepy. And something tells me that they're listening right now.
What, the ghosts?
The ghosts and my parents, and they're all listening. They're not listening on the internet, but they're just listening to me having this one-sided conversation with myself.
Oh, I see. It is kind of weird, isn't it?
It's very creepy.
Luckily, my neighbors, I don't think they can hear me, because I'm not as loud as Sean was, so...
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I had a little shyness about it, too, because I knew that there were people upstairs listening.
Oh, yeah.
It took a long time to get over that.
It does. It does.
And people were like, well, could I sit with you while you do the show? And I was like, you want to watch me talk? I had one friend do that. I'm like, that's really weird, dude. I would so freak out. Because it would be like, wow, I have to totally perform now.
Couldn't he hear the others? He could hear the other side, too, couldn't he?
Well, yeah. But he could, but it's still weird, you know?
Yeah, it would be. Because you're, like, putting on a show right there for him.
Yes. It so debunks, like, radio, people think it has this magic to it, and it's like, this is how it really works.
It's boring as hell.
Yes, it is.
I'm talking to a microphone.
Yeah, talking to myself.
Yeah. Continue on with the bad, bad list of things the government wants to do to Americans. Make it easier for the government to deport immigrants to countries where they might be tortured. Or to countries to which an immigrant has no relationship. That's great. We're going to deport you to Iraq. I don't come from there. It's okay. You're going there anyway.
Well, there are some people I would like to do that to.
But, I mean, deport immigrants to countries where they might be tortured. I know that Canada does not do this.
No.
For sure. Like, where they could be executed or tortured. But the Americans are a little bit softer on that because Americans kill people.
Well,
in their own country.
Yeah, we do. But I will also say, we're too nice to immigrants. We are way too nice.
Way too nice.
We've got more... Dude, we have illegal immigrants in this country who think they have rights. They get arrested, like, I have rights. No, you don't.
You're not... You're here illegally. You're not an American citizen.
I'm not saying I don't like foreigners. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying we're awfully soft on illegal immigrants around here, and that needs to stop.
Give me your poor, you're unwashed.
Just file the paperwork. It's not hard. The test is stupid.
Yeah?
You have to answer some constitution questions, you know, and you could do that. Study for like a week. That's it.
A little bit of studying will help you pass, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's it. It's
cool.
Nothing.
Expand the Patriot Act, wiretap provisions, and the ban on material support to designated terrorist organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Patriot Act wiretap provisions. I know they're talking about the internet there.
Yeah, they're still fighting on that wiretap stuff.
And voice over IP. I know they're doing it.
Yeah. I didn't know, actually. I thought all the Patriot Act was bad.
Yeah.
It's actually not.
No, some of it is good. It's like
some of it's really good.
It's like any act they put through. They always put in a lot of bad with a lot of good so that everyone votes for it and they make people feel bad. You voted against this excellent act that would stop people from killing other people. You really want people to kill other people? Well, no, that's not what... I don't want to hear the rest. You voted against it. And that's how they always get people.
I didn't know that, like... Before the Patriot Act, there were certain entities of the intelligence community couldn't talk with one another.
Yeah, that is excellent. I think that's totally an excellent idea. Why wouldn't they? That would be so stupid not to talk with each other.
Yeah, they couldn't share information. And I was like, why?
like, who made this up? Why was this ever like this?
Doesn't that sort of defeat the purpose?
I know. I was blown away by... All your branches of government security don't ever talk to each other and share information?
Yeah, that makes no sense to me at all.
So I'm glad on that part, but they always throw in like things that are awful.
They try to sneak in the awful stuff underneath all the good stuff.
Yeah, so everyone can read the rest. This next one, this was submitted by the person who is actually putting this on. I was not able to get them on quick enough because they only sent it to me like yesterday. So it kind of sucks that we weren't able to get them on the show to talk about this.
Okay.
This one's about freewayblogger.com. And I think it's a great way of use of the public roadways as an outlet for freedom of speech. Freeway blogging unites activists in more than 200 cities to post political banners critical of the Iraq war in the first annual Freeway Free Speech Day, Driving America to Think. October 13th. So on October 13th, hundreds of activists nationwide will post hand-painted signs on freeways across America's critical of the war in Iraq and Bush administration.
Oh, good. A 10,000-mile protest.
Exactly. I thought that was a pretty original idea.
It is. It won't do any good.
It's better than Happy Birthday Marge all over the freeways. At least some of these will be clever. Something to read while you're stuck in traffic or something.
You hope they'll be clever.
They'll be clever. I really hope that they'll be clever.
You have to remember, a lot of people that will be doing this will be high. So.
High on life, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, so I thought it was. I'm assuming that these are public roadways and you are allowed to hang banners because I see these stupid happy 40th birthday, you're over the hill things all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't see people to go into jail for those, so...
There's leeway.
Yeah, there is a little bit of leeway. So, I'm not sure. I'm sure you're not allowed to put up really awful stuff. But,
no,
you're
not.
Making your opinion known, maybe you're allowed to do that. Just like you're allowed to stand at the side of the road and hold a sign up, which people are allowed to do as well.
And possibly get hit by a car.
Yes, and possibly cars may swerve and hit you. accidentally, in quotes, right?
Yes.
And voicing their opinion with their front bumper.
That's an interesting way to put it. Well, he was voicing his opinion.
With his front bumper, yes. So was I. This next one, satellite radio provides shelter for shock jocks.
Yay.
This is not really as cheesy and commercial as you think I'm making this out to be. When radio shock jocks Opie and Anthony considered their next career move after two firings in 4 years, the twisted twosome was ready to fight, feign rehabilitation. Or at least that was the plan when they sat down with satellite radio executives. We were trying to convince them that we're reformed now. We've learned our lesson.
No, they're not. I've listened to them. They're, like, out there.
Are they really crazy, crazy out there?
Oh, one of the time they got fired, because they worked in Boston, and it was April Fool's Day, and they told everybody the mayor died in an accident.
Wow.
So the mayor was dead.
That's quite a thing to say.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons. That's one of the times they got canned. They're funny.
It's all in like humor's sake, right?
They're a little bit better than Howard Stern.
Oh, really? Because Howard Stern, he's just
Howard,
silly.
he keeps doing that. He's just done the same thing over and over for what 25-30 years.
Yeah.
But I think people like Opie and Anthony a lot better because they mix it up a little bit. It's not all about naked chicks on the radio, which
yeah.
I don't really understand.
But mostly what his show is about is naked chicks
on
the radio.
Yes, but now he's like, he's got his TV show too, so you can see him having the naked chicks on the radio. Which
Red Maiden also says in the IRC that they called his wife and told her that.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
That's awful. That's
oh my
so
god!
Awful.
Okay, that's evil. I didn't know that part.
That's just evil. It's probably not. I don't know if it's against the law, but it's certainly evil.
There, I think one of the funniest things I ever heard them do was they had this big campaign going on for a long time.
Yeah.
That they were going to give away $100,000 to this certain caller.
Okay. Yeah.
And the guy called, and they gave him a candy bar.
The $100,000 candy bar.
Yeah, because they never said money. They just said the candy bar. That was funny.
And you heard about the Toyota thing, too, as well, a long time ago.
No, I missed that one.
Oh, a company said, if you do the best sales this month, we'll give you a Toyota. And they gave her a toy Yoda doll at the end of the month. And she sued them. And
really?
I believe she won, actually. Which is really strange.
Really?
As well. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Unless it was on paper.
I know. I don't think it was. I may be mistaken. People can look that up for themselves.
It's funny. Anyway, back to this radio thing.
Howard Stern got a $500 million deal.
Good for him.
With satellite radio. Oh, my God. That is insane.
Hey, if he can get it.
Can you believe
go
that?
Go for it.
$500 million.
He's not worth that much. But if he can get the money, way to go, dude.
So what,
I'd take it.
$500 million? Sounds pretty good.
Yes.
If we could do and what he can do is even more than what he's doing now.
You know what, dude? If he can get $500 million, we can get a million.
No kidding. Jeez.
Start thinking about it, man.
Yeah, got to go to the satellite, eh?
Yeah, I think we've almost got enough programming. I think we can pull it off.
Almost. We're almost there.
So
he got $500 million deal, and now he can say whatever he wants. And it says in the article, "Welcome to the future of American radio." Yeah, we've only been doing it for 6 years here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're allowed to say whatever we want. So I predict that terrestrial radio is going to go down the tubes.
Oh yeah, it's going to die.
Like, people are being forced off of it because they can't say what they want to say. And just like cable television, they're airing all these shows that you can swear and show nudity and do whatever you want.
Right.
And people are loving it. And people are loving like this kind of programming that we put on as well, because we can say or do whatever we want on it.
Yeah, and that's really what people want.
Mm-hmm. And the FCC cannot touch the satellite radios.
No, and I like it that way.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so that's kind of neat.
It's very cool.
This next one was sent in by MST3K. Feds seize indie media servers. And I'm sure a lot of people out there are aware of indie media.
Oh, yeah, these were the bandana fools that couldn't figure out why they got in trouble.
That is one section of it, yes.
But that's how I remember them.
they are actually worldwide. Those were just from Portland. They have people all over the world that submit information to them. The FBI yesterday seized a pair of UK servers used by Indie Media, the independent news gathering collective, after serving a subpoena in the U.S. on Indie Media's hosting firm Rackspace, Wire how remains unclear. Rackspace UK complied with the legal order and handed over hard disks without first notifying indie media.
Wrong.
It's unclear if the raid was executed under an extraterritorial provision of U.S. legislation or the UK's regulation of blah, 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 a whole bunch of stuff. Provisions of the RIPA make it a criminal offense to discuss warrants. So Rackspace would not be able to discuss the action with its customer IndyMedia or with the media. Rackspace Great. US has issued a statement which says the investigation did not arise in the US, but sheds very little light on the whys and wherefores. Their servers were taken by somebody.
And we don't
somewhere,
know why.
And they have not told them. They just took them away. That's it. End of statement. They know nothing more. It's absolutely ridiculous. And absolutely
that's a little scurry.
Frightening that they could do this.
They're coming for us next.
I can't... Well, no, that's never going to happen.
Says you.
Says me. Oh, I know.
Okay.
It is not going to happen. Cause
does your rig have some thermite or something?
No, because it can't happen. Because I know. Anyway, because
okay.
I can't discuss it, but it can't. let's just say it can't happen.
Okay, it can't happen.
Which is absolutely, which is really, really nice. But it is, it's really scary that this kind of militarism can happen in the world, and you can't find out why you're shut down. You're just, it's over. Yeah. Sorry, but why? Because.
Yeah.
And you'll never find out. And. That's it.
And the worst part about this is like, the speculation.
Yeah.
Because every asshole on the internet and every, like, conspiracy theory nut job is just going to lose his mind
on
this.
For sure. They're like, oh, I know why they're shutting them down. It's the tinfoil hats we wear.
Yep.
They hate the tinfoils.
Don't lie. You're folding your hat up right now.
Oh, of course, yes. But it is awfully frightening that they could do that.
Yeah, it is.
Which leads to a question of how easy it is to censor information on the iNet with our next story. Censoring the net with a Hotmail account. This is even more frightening. Alex Bradbury writes, members of the Bits of Freedom group conducted a test to see how much it would take for a service provider to take down a website hosting public domain material and have published their results. They signed up with 10 providers and put on an online work by Dutch author Multatuli, who died over 100 years ago. They stated that the work was in public domain and it was written in 1871. They then set up a fake society to claim to be the copyright holders of the work. From a Hotmail address, they sent out complaints to all 10 of the providers. 7 out of 10 complied and removed the site. One within 3 hours. Only one of the ISPs actually pointed out that the copyright of the work expired many years ago. The conclusion of all the investigations is definitely worth reading. The three providers who didn't take it down the material are XS for All, UPC, and Freeler. The company that came out the worst was iFast, who forwarded all the personal details of the site owner to the sender of the fake takedown notice without even being asked to do so.
Wow.
That is frightening. They sent the guy's personal details.
Yeah. Anybody who pays attention to a Hotmail address, you know, what can I say? It's like Hotmail.com and AOL.com. It's like the trailer park of the internet. Okay.
It is, really. Totally is.
And it's going to happen with Gmail, too, because everybody wants one.
And everybody will have one eventually as soon as they open it up. Need to open it up. Everyone gets one anyway. So many
I've
invites.
Got one.
Yeah, there's so many invites. I have an invite sitting in mine, and it's like everyone I know has one already, so it's totally
pointless. Never use it, but I've got it.
But, yeah, check out that report. And I mean, the anarchy that you could impose upon the Internet to be able to take down just a site you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You could just do it. I don't like this site. I'm going to say that this information is copyrighted, make it all nice and legalese. Go check out what they sent to these people. It looks very imposing, and it looks very legalese, but it's totally fake. They just made it up.
And if Sean heard this, he'd be sitting on his couch thinking right now.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be like, pick downsides I don't like.
Hmm, and it's that easy, you say? From a Hotmail Anonymous account. Yep,
yeah.
It's that easy.
I'm glad he's asleep.
Yeah, Sean goes to bed early. Needs his beauty sleep so he can look good for his TV show, you know.
Yeah. And his cult t-shirt.
And if you people bother me about putting out the episodes too slow, I'll make him naked again. More naked, Sean.
No.
Episode season 2 will be all naked all the time.
Larger edits, and lots of shadows.
Lots of shadows, yes. So it's time to open the phone lines.
Yes.
Actually, before we open the phone lines, I'll do the media of the week.
The
recommended media this week is a excellent, excellent documentary movie called War Photographer. And this was lent to me by Sparky, and you can download it off the internet if it's not available to you, or if you want to preview it before buying it. It's really, really, really good. If you could post those links. And with the torrents, you can't click on the torrent. You can, although you can paste it into your torrent program. Because last week somebody pointed out that Supernova does not allow direct linking, but you can just post it into your Azurius or whatever program that you happen to use, and it'll work just fine, because I tested that out.
Did you want to talk about the new DVD you bought last week? I'll let you talk about it. It's the only chance you're going to get.
There's no point in talking about it. The movie's been out for months and months and months.
Well, was there different stuff on? Was there different stuff on the DVD?
Well, there's no re-edits of the movie, as far as I can tell. There may have been. No, they didn't even re-edit that guy's phone number. When they said his phone number, and I believe he has a 1-800 number now, but you know he didn't at the time of that recording. So, So I guess that's still viable. It had a lot of extras that were really good. It had some. We're talking about Fahrenheit 9/11. I don't think we actually said this. Michael Moore's movie.
You're all about saying that. Yeah, there that, right?
It's relevant.
Now it's relevant.
You even brought it up.
Well, yeah, but see, I can still bust your balls.
Sure. Of course you can.
The guy who never, mentions any product names. but by the way, we're talking about this movie right here.
That's right. Everyone buy it. It has a lot of extras that make worthwhile purchasing the DVD with. A lot of unedited footage from the parts in Iraq where they go and bust down the people's doors and stuff. Some follow-up reactions to the movie after it's been it was aired.
Both sides?
No, only one side. But that's how he operates.
Yes, it is.
And he makes no qualms. I don't think he even calls them documentaries. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard him say it's a documentary. He even pulled out of the documentary category this year.
Oh, well, good for him.
On his own free will.
I'll back off a little bit then. A little bit.
Only a touch, right?
And I'll back off a little bit more if he takes his mug off every movie poster he does.
Well, you see, he's kind of hidden on this one. Movie poster. And he's not in the movie very much, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
He's not the prettiest man in the world.
No, he's not. And this comes from us.
He's from me, too. He's a very unpretty man with his baseball cap and jeans and unshaven fat face.
And, at least once I would like to see him try.
Try to do what?
Try to look nice, just once.
He looked pretty good for the Oscars last year. He didn't wear his baseball hat, and he dressed in a tuxedo. He looked almost respectable.
Almost.
He still looked disheveled. His hair was kind of messy and matted.
Yeah.
I can't believe that guy's married. Jeez.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's got two kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was married.
But I guess because he's a good talker, he's good at convincing people. I don't know.
Yeah, good at bullshitting people. Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So I guess he could be married.
Yeah. But
Peter Jackson should comb his hair, too.
Yeah, Peter Jackson is not the prettiest man, either. He falls in pretty much the same category.
It's like, why do all these people that like make these huge films and film as a visual media, and they just look like hell?
I think they've neglected their physical appearance in order to make the films. They just get up out of bed in the morning and go straight to shooting the film.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Forget combing the hair, forget washing, forget shaving. We gotta get the film done!
We're just going to work. Wow. Okay. I just thought that'd be cool to bring up.
Yeah.
Since you said...
It is cool.
You watched it and you were all excited.
I was excited. First time since I've seen it in the theaters. And I may even watch it on TV again. Probably not, though.
I'm going to watch my new Henry Rollins DVD after the show.
Oh, what? Which DVD did you get? Is it...
Luna Park.
I was contemplating that, but how much was it? How much was it?
I got it off eBay for like $16.
Really? I got to scope out eBay, because I was thinking about that, but it's not that long of a video, is it?
It's 78 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, it's just over an hour? Like, because the guy talks for like 4 hours when he does his shows.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
just
show a whole show. Just tape it, throw it on there, 4 hours. Make it a double DVD set.
Well, you know what the Luna Park stuff was about, right?
No, I don't.
Somebody made a bet with him that he couldn't do like a completely new show every week.
I remember that. I do remember. I did read up about that. So it have a theme then.
Yeah, they cut like they made a compilation of the good stuff, I guess, from all four shows he did. And to think he does like 3 hours at a time every week for a month. And that has to be completely different each time.
That's brutal. That's so
even brutal. Even he's like, I'm going to be stretching this shit harder.
He can talk about the last week when he did the show last week. Because that's all he talks about.
Yeah.
Is himself. It's kind of an incestuous talk of him going around the world talking.
Yes.
Talking about talking.
He always talks about the last show he just did. And the people he met and who punched him in the face.
Yes. It's incredibly entertaining. But
and somehow it's still funny.
Yeah, I love him. I see him every time he comes through here. It's always new.
He's never come here.
That's it's unfortunate.
He actually came to the town that I lived in, Missouri, for a while. He came there like a week after I left.
Oh, God.
They announced it like a week after I left. I'm like, that's so not cool.
That's awful.
Yes.
But
anyway, let's talk to some people.
In a second. The War Photographer movie. Very excellent. It's about, of course, a war photographer. It follows him over about 4 years. And they mount this tiny, 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 tiny video camera on his actual camera. So it videotapes him taking the pictures. And they also videotape outside of that, him taking the pictures. And it struggles with the morality issue between spreading the information of what these people are going through during war times and the struggles that are happening, and making a profit at the same time off of these people. Because, of course, you are selling these photos to magazines in order to get the word out.
Yeah, we've discussed that, too.
And that is the line that we also have to walk here with Rant Radio. Okay, we do want to get this information out to people, but we don't want to dilute the information at the same time by just going up to every single company and going, hey, we're ready to sell out to you. We'll water it down as much as you want to get cash in our pockets, right? That's not going to work. We're going to lose all our fans, and we're going to go insane and shoot ourselves in the head after becoming a morning talk show.
Yeah. Besides, I'm not getting up in the morning to do radio.
Exactly.
I mean, it may be morning now, but I'm not going to bed and getting up at like 5 in the morning to talk to you. No.
No. No.
No, no, no.
It really isn't worth getting up at 4 or 5 a.m.
No. Oh, unless, you know, satellite radio wants to give me $1 million. Maybe.
Maybe that might get you out of bed.
Maybe. I think it might.
It might, yeah. There you go. There's a call out then. As long as we don't have to change anything. If we don't have to change one iota of what we do, the money's good, right?
Yeah.
Why would that would... I define selling out as changing what you do for a price.
Right.
If you can do exactly what you do right now and get paid for doing it, and have the same effect. Where's the harm in that?
Yeah. We'll have to see how the ad thing works out.
Yeah.
If we can get around that.
Advertising? I don't like advertising, but
no.
That's the big issue, right? Of course, there wouldn't be any advertising on the show, but if you went on somebody else's station, like if HBO wanted to, or Showtime, or Showcase up in Canada wanted to put on Patrolling, right? They obviously have ads.
They have to
in and around the show, because even the pay stations have ads now. Mm-hmm. They used to not. That's what cable was first put out for. It's like, you get all these channels, it's ad-free, and you get these awesome shows, and you pay for it. And that's why you don't get ads. And then they snuck in ads, and then it's all ads now. You don't get...
From what I've heard, satellite, the music stations are commercial-free, but...
How long,
right? The talk ones aren't necessarily commercial-free, I don't think.
Oh, because they could talk about ads, talk about the products or something in between and take a break and stuff,
right, but we'll look into that.
It is an interesting aspect to look into.
And no, I'm not selling out. I'm fucking broke, okay? I need the fucking money.
Smokey and needs a new wheelchair, people.
I need something. I mean, if I'm gonna get paid for something, I might as well get paid doing this.
It's something that you can do, and you know you're good at, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or bad at, or at least people listen to it. We don't know if
they're
good or bad.
Oh, bad at. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, if we're bad at and people listen to it, then we're good
at
being
bad.
We're good at being bad, right?
You gotta have a niche somewhere.
Yep.
We're good at sucking. There you go.
We're awesome at sucking. And I'm not saying what.
Oops.
Time to go to the phone lines, and I see a whole bunch of people want to get on the phone lines.
Well, good.
And if you do want to get on the phone lines, just PM, private message me in the IRC, and it's Skype, skype.com, download it, install it, and our name is Rant Radio. Very simple. I grabbed it early. And, okay, let's talk to Zombie.
Oh, boy.
It's a thrill a minute with Zombie on Rant Radio. You know you love it. It's good, it's good.
Hey, it's not Purdon.
It's not Purdon. It's Zombie. I don't know if that step's up one step. I guess in your eyes it is, right?
It's a nostalgic step.
It's a nostalgic step. People are thinking back to the what the hell days when Zombie phoned in every week. And
yes, we hung up on him every week.
Yeah, it was good. Thinking back. It's ringing, but he's not picking up. He's thinking about it. It's ringing in his background, and he's listening to the show. There we go. Zombie.
Oh, God.
Are, do you have your pants unzipped, and they're around your ankles? Is that why you're saying that?
Oh, God.
Why was I just thinking that, too? That's just wrong.
Isn't it wrong?
We're both actually... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually in my boxers. I was asleep. Next thing you know, I'm like, ding! I was like, what the hell was that? It's 4 a.m. over here, so I was like freaking out.
Oh, you still had your Skype on, but you weren't listening anymore?
Okay,
you're totally excused. That's hilarious. We got you out of bed then.
So we woke you up. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
No wonder you made that reaction.
I know, I was like, I thought I shut it off or something like that. Next thing, this thing goes off. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening?
That is hilarious.
Oh, it was so scary.
I know I've said this before, dude, but it's amazing to talk to you because you sound like a completely different person.
Like, really? 6 years makes a lot of difference.
It's a completely different person.
Hey, at least I can go out and buy alcohol now. I'm 21.
All right.
So good for you, man. Trust me, that'll catch up with you, though.
Yeah.
I know.
Don't go too hard. You'll turn out like Smokehouse.
I know. I have a little gut down here, but some of the girls like it. They're like, oh, I can curl up with you just like a little teddy bear. I'm like, mm-hmm.
It's all good for Zombie, eh?
They do, and in that sense, girls are better than us because they don't mind the imperfections, whereas us, we're like, you're kind of fat.
Exactly.
But
Exactly.
We don't say it. No. We don't say it, but we think it.
Yeah.
Wiring.
So it's kind of nice that way. They forgive us for our little things.
Yes, they do. But then they make us take out the garbage. So
yeah, it all evens out in the end, really.
That does suck.
Mm-hmm. So what's happening in your life, Zombie?
College, work, life, girls, and that's about it. And yeah. Snowboarding coming up this season.
Still into the snowboarding? Still keeping up with it? You must be world class by now, eh?
Yeah, been 4 years snowboarding, yeah. Sweet. Pretty good at it.
Sweet.
Yeah. Do you compete at all, or you just do it for fun?
Right now, I just do it for fun. I mean, I'm not all that great, you know. If I do compete, I may get somewhere, but not top five or so.
Yeah.
Well, no. I just wondered if you, you know, competed at all, or if it was just like a pastime.
No, I haven't competed yet, but like at skateboarding, and I competed in skateboarding, but now I'm doing BMXing now.
Wow,
so like,
really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just tell it to my, you know, my legs. They have scars on it now. I'm like, ah!
Yeah, you got to pay for your art.
When you compete, you should put Rant Radio stuff all over your body. and pimp us.
Yeah, use those as band-aids, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
If you send me stickers, I would do it.
You don't have any stickers?
No.
You should send him a big one to put on his BMX gear. Because you have to wear the chest thing, right?
No, the helmet. No? You don't wear the chest thing. That's a motocross.
Okay.
That's like dirt biking when you go flying like 100 feet in the air, going 60 miles per hour. Like, yeah, let me do the Superman. I missed the bike.
Well, they have it for bicycles too. So I wondered if you did that.
Oh no. Like a BMX freestyle or stuff like that.
Sweet,
right.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for calling in, Zombie, or us waking you up, whichever way. I always say thanks for calling in, but we always phone everyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He just phoned me. I'm just like, oh, my God, what's going on?
The end of the world, Zombie. The end of the world.
Oh, I thought, like, something was happening. I don't know. Something just boom.
The air raid sirens are going off as we speak. Rapture is here.
Yay!
So, thanks for waking up and answering the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I had to plug in the microphone and everything, so I was like, oh, man, I hope they don't stop.
No, you did it really quick. It was pretty good.
Okay. We woke him up, and he actually wanted to talk to us.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks so much.
That's either awesome or just fucking crazy.
Maybe both.
I think both.
Okay, well, we'll let you go back to sleep, Zombie. Have a wonderful dream, and dream of Smokey.
Yeah,
oh,
dream
Smokey?
Of
Yeah.
Oh, just... I don't know. I was going to say something, but oh.
That's all he can say. He's thinking of it
already.
Wait, hold
on. Be like, rub my nipples like Creslow. Oh, just hold on just for 1 second. Better get yourself a wet towel. I'm going to blow.
He's sounding like Austin there. Better calm down.
Austin Wolfly. Yeah, calm down there, dude.
Yeah, it happens.
Wow.
You know, you get crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, check you later.
Alright, man.
Bye-bye.
See you guys later. Bye.
Do you realize we just did a very morning radio thing?
Did we? What,
yes,
talk about sex?
No. We phoned someone up and disturbed them.
Oh, they do that, eh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what morning radio does. They phone up people and wake them up. We just did that.
Oh, my God. I don't have the opportunity because I only live 7 minutes away from work. So I, like, pop in a CD and listen to 2 MP3s on the way to work. Maybe 1.5 if they're long songs.
Well, I'm not saying I listen to it now, but I used to.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what they do.
I used to, too. Oh, not... Yeah, I used to listen to morning because I used to have to drive 45 minutes each way.
Right.
And the afternoon. I used to listen to Tom Likas. He was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good arguer. You want to phone Austin?
Okay, why not.
Are you ready to whip him into a frenzy?
I'm not whipping anything, okay? Just watch your language there, Mr. Man.
No whipping, eh?
No.
Hello.
Austin!
Hello! How you doing?
How are you doing this week?
I'm hanging in there.
Excellent.
Oh, man. I've got good news and I've got bad news for you this week. Good news is, next week I am starting a brand new job.
Oh, no.
That's cool.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah, the bad news is I have to be there at 7 a.m.
What, you get
Monday through Friday. That means I won't be able to listen to you guys on Rant Speak. It's 4 o'clock in the morning over here in Michigan, so...
Oh,
yeah,
no.
You can download the show and listen later.
But we won't have him on the show.
I'm definitely going to miss talking to you guys.
Yeah, I think we're going to miss it too.
Yeah,
everybody in channel is asking, well, only one person in channel just queried about what Austin's show is like. You can go to my website at www.furnation.com/AustinWolfClaw. There's a link to the Wolf Den radio show, and you can download it from there. And my new rant is up as well, the rant about the pacification of America. It's also available on that site as well, so you can...
But what about the Atlantification of America as well?
No. Pussy. Pussy. America's becoming a bunch of pussies. That's
actually
what I call
pussified. I see.
Yes.
So do you have a book to plug too?
No.
When's your book tour?
I don't have a book tour. I haven't written a book. And I have not even written a book. I've only written a short story.
Oh.
Really? Yeah.
People are...
Do we want to know what that's about or not?
Well, I don't know. It might be my autobiography. It might be Bill Clinton's autobiography. I don't know.
It's / fanfic with myself and Smokehouse, right?
I heard something about that once, actually. Mm-hmm. I think Purton said he was writing that.
Oh, God.
With us, anyway.
That's really what we need, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, a McFurnation, FURNATION.com.
Oh, yes.
That's
I'm so glad I've done my part to introduce that furs into the Rant Radio lexicon. Yeah.
The furries?
It's going to be like the suicide rant.
It is. It's the thorn in our side now. But
all my fault.
It's good and bad.
The suicide rant. Was that a two rant? Was that a to the Ren and Griffin rant?
No. That's a Sean Kennedy rant, although they sound similar.
I'm still kind of new to the Sean Kennedy world. I've been listening to the Ren and Griffin, and it was only like about, I don't know, lots of... It was just only recently I... just found out who Sean Kennedy is. And,
Well, if you like two, you'll probably like Sean. They're in the
very
same...
Very similar,
same vein. They even sound very similar, so...
Yeah. Well, my rant, which is my very first rant, I mean, I'm not too good at it, but it gets my point across, you know?
You got to get really excited. I think people would really like that, because your voice gets really high and... Sounds awesome.
It does get to that point. There is a point in the rant where I get really pissed off at the government or something like that. I mean,
it's unfocused anger, right?
It's like unfocused anger instead of the government wants me to vote Republican. The government wants me to do this. Government wants to do that. I say, no, I want to kill bunnies and slice their bodies open in front of aging grandparents. I want to scream Toten Sedigjuden in downtown Berlin, but I can't.
I would advise against that.
Yeah.
That would probably be detrimental to your health.
I don't even know what that means, so...
It's an anti-Jewish thing. Toten Sedigjuden means kill the Jews in German.
Oh, well, they think that I say that on this show anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
they're still rebuilding things from the war there in Berlin. I was there, and they're still rebuilding. They're probably still fresh in their minds a little bit.
Man, you lucky bastards. You get to go all around the world. I only get to hit, like, Philadelphia and Chicago.
It's the same.
I've been to Toronto, though.
Have you?
No, dude. Don't get the wrong idea. This wasn't like a station excursion.
No.
This is Sim's vacation.
This is my vacation, unfortunately not funded by Rant.
Yeah, but where the hell do you get all the money? You work full-time or something?
I'm independently wealthy. That's it.
You're related to Bill Gates in some sort of way?
That's right. No, I work. I work hard. I work 5 days a week, 8 hours a day.
No, I just pay with my soul.
Well, hopefully this new job will get me to a convention in 2005, it's the same convention I attended in 2004. It's called AnthroCon, and I'll be there, and hopefully Tutherin and Griffin will be there. And
Anthro is an anthropomorphic, right?
Anthropomorphic, that's right.
Yes.
What kind of job is this that you just got?
Just custodial part-time work from 7 a.m. till 11 a.m., and
Ooh, wow.
I mean... I can, like, go in, do my
high
work,
school, high school
and come
janitor?
Back and get some sleep. High school, that's dude, I graduated from high school.
No,
in
I said high.
Oh.
I said high school janitor. Is that what your job
no,
is?
No, 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 no. I'm working as a custodian at TJ Maxx.
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
It's a department store.
It's a clothing store.
Oh, okay. I'm Canadian. You'll have to excuse me. I'm ignorant.
You're excused.
That's true.
I'm ignorant of your strange American ways.
Well, we're sorry, Americans, but we love you. Unlike France, who likes to surrender all the time. France surrenders.
I wouldn't say we love Canada. We just tolerate them.
That's right. Or we'll beat you down. We're right above you, waiting to pounce.
With pancakes.
Yeah, so we'll serve up pancakes and maple syrup for you if you get out of line.
I haven't had pancakes and maple syrup in a long time.
That's what I got to have tomorrow morning. Oh, now I'm wanting to cook it up right now.
Now we have a whole.
I bought some of that grade B pancake syrup, and it tastes like crap.
I want to hear Austin say, "Shoot up with God" to compare with Jell-O. Shoot up with God, motherfucker!
Chicken?
Oh, that's good.
You know, maybe we should play his rant. We should. We should play it.
A Jell-O's rant? Austin's rant.
Austin's rant. We should play it.
That's a good idea.
I was trying to upload it, but I was reading a post somewhere, and it said that there was like a directory on the FTP site for the rants, but it wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean,
actually, somebody was asking me about that because we cut off the anonymous access. They wanted to know how to get to some of Sean's old stuff, like the rants and
right.
stuff. And
it's still there. The FTP site is still up.
Well, how do they get in if we
can't? I know the FTP
access.
Site's still up because I was just there.
For
I'm
uploading,
going there now.
It's not. For uploading, you can't. For downloading, it's all still there. FTP.rantradio.com. Always there, always will be.
Okay. We got commercials, miscellaneous rant TV, Sean K. Rants, Sean K. Rants solo, Sean K. Remixes.
There you go.
Yep. But you can't upload on anonymous, okay?
If anybody needs to upload, email me, info@rantradio.com, and I will tell you how to do it.
info@rantradio.com?
Yep. Where's your rant? Where's your rant? I can't find it.
Yeah, where is it?
Oh, it's
never mind. Got it.
Yeah, you found it.
Yep, I found it. We're gonna play it later. We're gonna play it at the end of the show.
You're gonna play it, and I won't be able to hear it, which really bites.
You can download it yourself and play it along.
Oh, I know.
Simultaneously.
If I time it just right.
If you don't, I'll say, "All right, ready, Smokey? 1, 2, 3, go!"
But, yeah.
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and it's not a partial.
You got a lot of votes last week. You got a lot of votes.
Yeah.
I think you did really well.
Yeah, but
Candy
the women
won,
always
Candy
win. I know that for a fact.
I know, but if you're a female or she was male, it'd be really close, right? You know that.
Yeah, maybe we could do a fusion or something like that. I don't know.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to move on, and unfortunately, this is the last call for a long time from Austin Wolfclaw. We're going to miss.
All right.
We're going to miss you a bunch.
Well, thank you so very much. We're going to miss you too. Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Man.
That's disappointing. Actually, that is very disappointing.
It's like a mascot, dude. It's awesome.
Really? And he's even has the clothing for being a mascot.
Yes, he does. We have a rant speak mascot.
That would be so funny.
We had a mascot for like 3 weeks, and now he has to like work.
That sucked. Oh,
life is a cruel mistress.
It is, and here is the cruel mistress herself, Candy. I'll give Candy a call here. Ringing. We're going to play his rant at the end of the show.
Hello.
Candy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're quiet.
What you doing?
Can you turn yourself up or get close to the mic?
Very quiet.
That's better.
There you go.
What's happening? What's shaking tonight, Candy?
Not too much. I just had a funny story for you guys.
Okay.
This morning, my mom and I got together with some of my mom's girlfriends and we had like tea or something, but I went away for a while because one of my other friends lives near to them, and I came back a little while later, and apparently they were talking about politics or something.
Yeah.
And so my mom's like, oh, Catherine, you know, what's that radio show that you listen to that's been talking a little bit about politics
Uh-oh.
Lately or something?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
parents and Rant Radio are bad.
Bad.
No,
bad.
No, no, no. But I was like, oh, rantradio.com. And, and one of my mom's friends was like, oh, I've heard of that.
Oh, God.
No. No way.
The heck? Are you serious? She's like, oh, yeah, I think my daughter listens to that. And, like, some other nice boy that's her friend listens
nice
to that.
Boy.
I was like, oh, my gosh. What small world creepy freakishness.
Well, it's
funny.
Not that small.
Awesome.
We're pretty well known. We try
well,
and play
yeah.
it. We're,
but,
we
I mean,
try and play it down, but we're
town
really, really, really well known.
But little town Ben. Weird. Like, I haven't met anyone else other than my small group of friends
that's,
that already know each other.
That's because nobody talks about us. It's kind of a secret,
no.
unspoken thing that, oh, I don't listen to Rant Radio.
Yeah.
They'll label me communist or something.
Yeah.
I'm a terrorist because I listen to Rant Radio. There's a good promo.
I wish I could talk to more people about it, but you can't.
It's too weird. Like, either people go, oh, I know all about that, or they'll be like, what? You're weird. Go away from me.
I actually had someone say, what's internet radio?
It's like
wow.
radio on the internet? How? Wow, dude.
It was just really weird having a, like, 60-year-old lady say that she
knew was
about Rant
60.
Radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get that on
That's
camera.
Well,
I listen to Rant Radio.
That'd be great.
That'd be so good.
Yeah. We need that on the TV station.
We do.
Film that woman.
Yeah, film that
right.
stuff. Eh?
Yeah, we need that. Wasn't there actually like a 50-year-old some woman who from Florida who said she listened to After Now or something like that?
Yes, yes, there was. There was a really old woman. Well, not really old, but yeah, a 50-year-old woman.
Older.
Or older Which woman. Older than yeah. us. Not by much, but because we're pretty
older.
Ancient here, aren't we, Smokey?
We're getting there.
We're on our way.
Oh, shush.
And
you are
and
not.
I worry about that, too, because if we're doing this, like, when we're 50...
That's Sean's nightmare. Sean's nightmare.
Oh, it's mine, too. Oh, it's mine, too. Don't ever think it's not.
Welcome to Rant Speak episode 2054.
Oh, God.
And we're going to give Smokey a call here. Smokey, how are you doing?
Like new people trying to like listen yeah. to everything you've ever done.
Yeah. Oh,
really
yeah,
help.
That's the problem. As we
that
further
happens
we
a lot.
Every year we go, I feel more and more sorry for people that just find out about us because
yeah.
like about 1 out like of 10 me. People download everything. And I
yeah.
mean everything available and they listen to it straight. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're
that
insane. You're going to hurt your head.
I space it out, you know, too much of a good thing.
That's right. It's a good idea to
even
space it out.
Even I didn't do that, okay?
Red Maiden says, my mom is 53 and she loves patrolling.
Well, that's awesome.
That's so great.
Cool.
I showed my parents and they thought it was pretty funny.
I got a little nervous, though, because my niece was visiting and she's 2.
Yeah.
And I had it on. She
oh.
wasn't really watching, but she was in the vicinity.
Yeah.
And it was all cool, you know. But then in the end, Sean went like swear crazy.
Oh,
like
God.
He's prone to do at times.
And I mean, I know he swears, but I mean, there was like none. And all of a sudden, it was like torrential rainstorm of fuck. Like, wow.
Whenever, like, the only times when my mom walks into my room when I'm listening is like the very, very worst parts of like any show.
Yeah, we're
like,
pretty. We're
talking
pretty,
about something awful.
We're pretty good on this show, though. We
yes.
keep it. We keep it very toned down until we really need it, and then it's very accented, and people notice. And,
yeah.
Ooh, Sim sweared. He's a swear monkey.
Yeah. I swear a lot more than Sim does.
Yeah.
Probably because I think a lot like Sean, and I just don't care.
Oh, but, Gluco Archive says, Art, what does fuck mean?
Oh,
that's
God,
the
nothing.
Dreaded day. That, yeah, that's not what you want to have, right?
Yeah, that's not what I want.
Trying to avoid that.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the other thing.
Yep.
I love your name, Smokey. Your name is just wonderful.
It's very unique, isn't it? It's like a
yes.
It's
yeah.
art. It's an art form. It's like
yes. And like, it's just Yes.
Oh, you love my real name or my online
yes.
name?
Real name.
Yes. Well, of course. Because you're just everything but you I love.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Gasp.
Uh-oh. Watch out, Candy.
Would this be a good time to, like, bleep in that I want stickers?
Smoke, he'll have to send them to you because you haven't said anything
stickers.
Good about me.
Everything just got
ripped. You didn't get my email. Or at least
okay.
maybe not yet.
Me? Me? Yeah,
yes.
I got your email. I got your
okay.
email. That's
hold
very
on.
Cool. I
guys, back up a little bit because everything went quiet for like 2 seconds and I missed a bunch of it.
Oh.
What?
It wasn't anything
I
good.
Have...
She was just gushing over you.
Yes.
Well,
I think you blacked out from all the compliments.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right because usually I just get emails from people telling me I suck. But
oh, that's not fair. We just love you too much. We don't tell you because we think that you already know.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're too shy to
no.
say Smokey's great.
No. I'm not going to say anything, but there's a reason why Sim is laughing right now.
Because I find it funny, that's all.
Yeah, you know,
it's Art Lindsay the third. Somebody said Art Leslie, and I don't think you'd probably
no,
like that.
People always get the last name wrong.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know someone likes my names.
Yeah.
Especially if a girl says they like my online name, because that actually means something, but I won't say what.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
This might have to be pursued.
I think you might have to go back in the archives. I'm sure you've said it online.
Really? Sim probably knows.
I know what it is in reference to, because I've heard it, and I'm so sure you've said it while on the air. I am almost positive.
Yeah, and I think Sean did. I don't think I ever did.
Maybe it is Sean. I'm not sure.
Because I
you've told that story.
Really,
you've told the story.
Yeah, because I wasn't on the air all that much until, like, this year.
No, not too
so
much.
So it probably
I mean,
wasn't me.
Because you weren't a big caller on Sean Kennedy's show, were you?
Well,
we didn't even
Sean
take
didn't
callers.
Have,
we didn't have callers.
No. But if you did, I would have been.
Yeah. No.
He would have hated that.
Yeah. The same reason Sean didn't have callers on his show is the same reason he doesn't answer email or make too many appearances. He just doesn't like it. Just doesn't like it.
People
ask too many stupid questions. Is probably the biggest reason.
There were a couple occasions where Sean answered a couple calls and lost his mind.
Yes, that's... Remember what the hell? Yeah, Sean would have done that every show.
Yeah.
And stormed out of the room and went home. So that would not make for good radio. Well, for that minute, and then we'd have... Then the show would be over.
I'm just happy to have someone gushing over me for a change. That's awesome. She's totally made my day.
There you go. You can record that and put it on loop. While you sleep.
You know what? I just might. Smart guy.
Uh-oh.
Now I feel special.
There you go. Well, you are special. You're the female caller that keeps us going.
Yeah.
Yes.
And nobody
still not sure about the own show thing.
Your own show?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Keep, like, practice. I don't know. Just, I'm sure you can, I don't know. Have callers.
I mean, not,
keep
it's
people
not hard
phoning
because
in and stuff.
It's not hard because I can't listen to all the shows. So think of it this way: you only have to amuse me for 30 minutes once. And
pretty
you're,
much,
and, you're in.
And then at random times when we tune in and look at what you're doing still.
And as long as you're there, I won't get mad.
Yeah, Glucose says token female caller. Well, if no other females phone in, I guess she is.
Yay!
Yay!
Zipcat just said what my name meant.
Oh.
He got it right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So you did say it on the air at some point, or somebody did.
Or somebody found it real quick, which is really funny.
I don't know how they find it really quick. That would be very difficult.
You'd be amazed. Some of these people are freaks.
Yeah.
Don't say Jibby's a freak.
I transcribed all the Sean Kennedy shows, and I time-stamped them, too. So.
Jib isn't a freak. He's just very thorough.
Yes, that's the word. That's the word.
That's very cool.
Okay, nice, time to go on to other callers. It's not that I'm tired. It's that I'm really, really hot.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
that's a matter of opinion.
Yes, that is
You're
a matter
welcome.
Of opinion. Yes, thank you
all
for
right.
phoning in. We'll talk to
yep,
you probably
thank
next
you.
Week.
Yes, probably.
Okay, have get
all
some
right,
sleep.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Oh, Jibs Cat says you said it on Ranspeak. That's what I thought.
Yeah, really?
I think somebody asked you in an email what your name meant, or I did, or something.
Wow.
I think
either.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we're on the topic of what my name meant and what your name meant, and that kind of stuff. Oh,
wow.
My God, there's so many people.
I don't remember.
Really? I remember it.
I
vaguely, though.
Well, that's okay. It's about time you remembered something.
Yes, usually I'm out to lunch.
Because usually you're like, when did this happen? I don't know.
I don't know. Pyromancer wants to phone in, but he did not give his Skype name, because it does not say Pyromancer in Skype. So please, private message me again with your Skype name. Because I love the people who have 50,000 names.
Did you say we have a lot of people lined up who want to talk to us?
Many. Many, many, many people.
Oh, holy sweet Jesus. It's 3:30 in the morning.
Well, I got to run this tape out, and let's see how much room I have left on this tape. Because I won't be able to fit another show on it. An hour and 17 minutes left.
Oh, sure. We'll talk to somebody.
It's
sure.
A holiday version of Rant Speak. Not America.
We've already got 2.5 hours in right now.
Oh, we do too. Cool. Desert Runner from Australia wants to talk to us, and he's got the broadband happening.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's prime time in Australia, right, Desert Runner?
It is. How are you guys?
Pretty good. What's happening on the other side of the world?
Not a lot. I just wanted to inform you guys that our child pornography laws have been up to 10 years if someone's caught, and they did a whole sweep of the country arresting anyone and everyone who had it.
Wow. I know the laws for internet are very, very restrictive in Australia. We've done many, many stories on Australian internet laws.
Yeah, they can be pretty crazy sometimes.
What constitutes child porn in Australia? Is there a... Because I know laws are different in every,
different
every locale.
Different ages. Is it text? Is it audio? Is it somebody, like, pretending to be young, but they're not?
The only thing I gathered from the news story was just images, because I just saw it briefly on the TV one night. But there's one guy, they said, who had 350,000 images of young girls.
That's a good collection, eh? That's pretty expensive.
Wow. Somebody's been busy.
No kidding. Busy doing something. I don't know what. It's pretty awful, yes.
Also, the illegal immigrants in Australia, we get quite a lot of them here and there, and they complain a lot and think they have rights as well.
So people come to your country, don't come in legally, and then claim that they have all the rights of a normal citizen. Eh?
We stick them up in, like, holding centers until we can figure out what to do with them, give them a warm bed and hot food, and they protest and sew their lips together and chuck the big psycho.
Well, if they're coming from another country that's so bad that they're willing to emigrate to some other country and risk that, then it's probably better, they're getting better treatment than they did back home with free food and free lodging.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
So,
I mean, we're giving them free stuff and jobs anyway, so don't be pissed at us if we bust you for something that you shouldn't have done in the first place.
People are making very silly demands in the IRC of you. Asking you to do Paul Hogan or Steve Irwin quotes. Isn't that awful?
No, Australians do not walk around saying crikey. Majority of us think Steve Irwin is an idiot.
He's a little excitable, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah. And Paul Hogan's pretty much a nobody here these days.
Yeah,
he's just doing car commercials over here, and I don't even think he's doing that anymore.
That's true, he did do those for a while, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was only big here for like 3 years. And
while he was doing the movies, and It
but
pretty much explains it well in like the Simpsons episodes about the Australians.
Man, I fucking hate Steve Irwin. I root for the crocodile every time.
I admire his enthusiasm very much, much so. It's way over the top, but it's really cool that he has that much enthusiasm. But he's such an idiot. Oh my God.
He's a pretty big tool.
one actually did bite him once, and I thought that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
It made your day, huh? It's like, yes, crocodiles win.
I mean, I can't believe. You remember when he put his baby in the crocodile pit with him? I can't believe he did that.
Yeah,
that's a crazy man.
That is very crazy. Like, expose yourself to danger, but somebody that doesn't have a choice, probably not the best of ideas.
Little eight-month-old baby. Oh, look, a giant lizard. And now a snack.
I know, he's comfortable with being safe, and he thinks he's safe, but you never know.
Yeah. He's a moron.
So, have anything else to add there, Desert Runner?
No, not really. I'll let you guys get on with the show.
Okay. Thank you very much for phoning in.
Not a problem. I'll see you guys later.
Later. It's lucky people in Australia don't have to wait up till 4 in the morning to listen to our show.
Yeah. I mean, we're prime in there, so we should have, like, an Australian street team.
No kidding, eh?
We should, yeah.
They should be all rooting for us. Yeah, right. Desert Runner, just plaster the town with Rant Speak posters there.
That's right, and make t-shirts and, you know, bother people.
Yeah, bother lots of people. Yeah, that's right. Yell it in crowded movie theaters and stuff. Pyromancer still did not give me his proper name. Pyromancer, you're not on my list. You'll have to probably add me to your list. It's Rant Radio. Next person. Whew. What do you think about Purden?
Oh, okay.
Short one? Let's give him a short one. Looks like a terrorist in his picture there. Can you see his picture there? In the Skype?
Where?
In the Skype. Bring up Skype and you can see his picture.
Oh, okay. I have it minimized. No, I can't see his
picture. Got a balaclava on.
Hey,
balaclava man. What's happening?
What did you call me?
Balaclava. That's what you're wearing. That's the proper name for that kind of...
for the ski mask?
Ski mask, yes.
Yes.
So what's happening tonight, Purden?
Well, I just finished my second shift of my new job.
Which is?
Which is what?
Gas station attendant.
Do you have to pump the gas? Do you have to pump the gas? Are you a gas jockey?
No,
or
I'm
you just
cashier.
Just take the money, eh?
Oh.
It's pretty entertaining. I had this guy berserk over me for 1 cent. Because
for a penny?
The total was 20.01. So he comes in with it. He comes in, right? I'm like, 20.01? He's like, no, $20! Right? I'm like, no, 20.01. Anyways, he went berserk. I was trying not to laugh. I was like, oh my god, this is hilarious.
So you just kept egging him on. No, it's 20.01. That's what it says on the pump.
I couldn't egg him on. That was the difficult part because my boss is right behind me.
Well, what did your boss say? I guess he said, oh, give it to him.
Yeah, I just took the 20, but it was hilarious, though.
Yeah, some people are pretty crazy. Don't you have that give a penny, take a penny thing, or what?
Yeah.
What?
Do you have one of those jars that has pennies in it and on your counter?
Oh, yeah, we have, like, 3 of them.
Well, then what's the fucking problem?
I guess he didn't want to take a penny, he just wanted to scam you of a penny.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, it's just that when they come in, right, I'm supposed to say their gas price because we have secret shoppers. Because if they're not informed how much they owe, I have to say it to them.
Oh, okay.
And I also have to say some other things.
Yeah, like, would you like to buy our gum? I am legally obliged to say buy our gum and spam your ears.
Actually, no, this is how it goes. Customer walks in. So, 2001 gas, sir? Yes. Do you have anything else for you today, sir? No. Do you have BCAA, which is basically a loyalty card? Yeah, we'll go. Oh, yeah, here, do it. Swipe. Would you like to buy a drink, sir? No. A candy bar? No.
What?
Are you serious?
You have to say that
serious?
Whole thing. I wouldn't go there if I had to listen to that every time.
Yeah,
and I just signed forms saying that if I died on the job, my family members could only claim $1,000.
Oh, that's great stuff.
It's
I don't think they can legally waive that, though.
No, that's
no,
not.
I didn't sign anything.
That's an intimidation factor. So if they look at it and they go, oh, I guess we can't, we won't bother. But you cannot sign your life away ever in Canada.
No.
I don't know about the states, but you cannot. You know those places you go to, like stadiums for hockey games, or go to the fair and on the back of the ticket says, "We are not liable for your death." Guess what? They still they are liable for your death. No matter what you sign, you cannot sign your life away in this country.
In the stadiums, they're liable for your death, but they're not liable for your injury.
No, not injury. That's fine. But if you die,
I also have a question. How good are you guys with audio recording? like,
I suck
recording.
Ass.
No, because honestly, I brought one to Graveyard because I was, because I wanted to do a project there, but I brought audio recording to Graveyard. So I was recording in the Graveyard. When I took it out,
you're so good.
It caught nothing.
Was there anything happening there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or were you recording the dead people that weren't moving?
No, yeah. I only had the audio thing because I was saying something. I was saying my poetry and all that. But and I was also giving ideas about the show that I wanted to do.
Purden, so, I would test out your equipment before you start using it.
No, I did. Yeah, I was testing it as when I was going to the graveyard.
It must be ghosts. It's paranormal. Sean would be interested. Email him.
You know, that's pretty bad when you go to a graveyard to tape your own self talking and the ghosts prevent it from being recorded.
No, I was going
this
for,
is so awful.
Wait, this graveyard was two things. One, because I was going for a walk. And two, okay. I was going to shoot, I'm shooting a show right now with a Wiccan priestess. Oh, ghost hunting and Ouija boards right now?
Okay, so it's relevant then. It's relevant.
Well, I'm shooting with my digital camera.
Okay. Is she hot?
Yeah, because she's a Wiccan priestess, so she better be.
Yep. She's either
like,
really fat or really hot.
She's 37.
That doesn't matter.
That doesn't mean anything. I asked if she was hot. I didn't ask how old she was. Try again.
She's okay.
She's okay.
She's into, like, the, she's into, like, almost hardcore sex things. Like, she isn't afraid of going to a porn shop with her husband and buying a strap-on or something. She doesn't care that or anything. Like, the first time I met her, I was 14, and she was discussing about sex to me.
This is...
Not, like, birds and bee shit. I mean, like, BDSM, goth stuff.
This is
oh,
awesome.
You little toy boy. You little toy boy, you heard him.
Yeah, he's all, like, we're getting into... Late night CD radio now. This
did
awesome.
She invite you over to her house for some cookies and milk to meet her husband?
No, but I'm planning to go over to her house, hopefully soon to record some stuff there.
Stuff, eh?
Because she made her own Ouija board.
Stuff,
and we're going to do a how to build your own Ouija board thing.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of cool, actually.
Okay.
Because you're supposed to use specific materials. You can't really just go out and buy one and expect it to work. There's a certain type of wood you have to use, and you can personalize it with crystals and all that. It's supposed to give it a certain effect.
Interesting.
That's kind of cool, dude.
That
might
cool.
be interesting.
That would be interesting. Go for it!
And see if you can make more than one this time.
Yeah.
More oh, no, I'm planning to. I'm planning to make more than one.
How about,
right
make,
now,
how about make more than one before you submit it? Then we know that...
Oh,
you
yeah, can. It's going to be all shot, and I have to edit.
Good
so that means I actually have to learn how to use Premiere.
Good stuff. Well, it sounds like it's a lot more interesting. Well, dumpster diving could be interesting, but finding lighters
is not. It could
be
if you found more than a cardboard box and a, you know, a lighter. That didn't really work all that well.
Actually, if I had more control of divers, it would have been a lot more better.
Oh, so your what? Creativity was stifled, eh?
Because I wasn't supposed to be the front man for divers.
Dude, how can you not control a show about big garbage cans? What eluded you?
Because I wasn't the editor for the show.
Well, I know how that goes.
Well, the editor has to have something good to edit. First of all.
Yeah.
I have raw footage right now of us playing a TV on my desk right now.
So, but did the TV work?
Yeah, it works.
Did you ever get film of all that pot that we found?
Yeah, I have it right here. I can put in my cam.
Well, then it's obviously your editor's fault, then. It's not your fault.
Well, who's that dipshit, then? If he,
no.
If he cut out the TV and the pot, two things which go together. And,
TV and pot.
And left in a lighter and some cardboard, he's a moron.
No, it's because they want to do it more jackass type thing where I want to be more information. That's why I like the
yeah. That's the problem.
Dumpster diving show that you
have. That's never going to happen.
Jackass crap.
I will not allow it.
That doesn't fly on it. No.
That's where they wanted to go. I want to go to the more information type thing, which you guys actually had on with the other show.
Yeah, they can invent their own jackass.tv or something. Jackass ripoff number 5002. TV.
Maybe occasionally you could blow some stuff up, you know,
yeah.
Everybody likes that, but don't go too far.
Yeah. Blowing stuff up's cool, but not all blowing stuff up.
Yeah. I saw a really cool one of people blowing up, you know, chocolate Easter bunnies, which was kind of neat.
That's pretty good.
But, yeah.
Okay, Purden.
Yep.
Oh, hey, dude.
What?
I just thought of something. Did you say, you said your mom wanted to be on Rant Radio and you told her no?
Okay, want me to go get my mom, actually?
Does she want to talk to us?
I'll go run upstairs for a second.
You do all the talking, Smokey.
Like, call me back in 5 minutes, okay?
Well, we'll talk to your mom.
You have an hour left on your tape.
We'll talk to your mom next week. All I ask you is, does your mom genuinely want to be on Rant Radio? That's all I'm asking you.
Yeah, I go upstairs and I do some stuff, and she's like, so, that rant thing, can I just go up there and rant? And I'm like, yes, but you have to be entertaining.
Okay, bring her on.
Tells me stuff, and I tell her shut up, and I go back in my room.
Go get your mom.
Go get your mom
right now.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Go get your mom.
Okay. You going to leave it on open air?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll talk.
We'll talk.
We're going to get Purden's mom to rant about Purden.
And tell us all the dirt about Purden. Yeah, see, I had to do this. Because I caught it out of the corner of my eye on the screen, on the IRC screen. Like,
I never saw that he said that. That was in the IRC?
I just happened to catch it like a half an hour ago.
Wow, good catch.
I almost forgot to mention it. So we're waiting on Purden's mom.
This will be good.
This will be quality stuff.
Riveting radio.
This is as good as it gets for this time of day, you know?
Talking to Zombie Sister was amazing. That was
I remember that.
Oh my god,
I do.
That was amazing.
Yeah, and Sean went crazy. Inferior brother, for he is mighty, became a catchphrase.
Yes. It's a good catchphrase.
Well, I failed to realize that when I went upstairs to wake her up, it was 1:30 in the morning.
That would be even better, Purden.
So my mom didn't even wake up. My dad woke up and gave me shit, telling me, hurry up and go to bed.
We thought your mom was awake, dude.
Yeah. We didn't want you to wake up.
I didn't realize what time it was. I thought it was still around 11.
We'll do it next week. We start at 10. Tell her we want her on the show. And you private message me in the IRC when she wants to come on.
Yep. Big interview with Purden's mom next week.
Big interview. Oh, my God. Biggest interview yet. Bigger than Time Cube.
Fuck you.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So line that up, Purden, and we'll get that all going.
Purden's mom.
Purden's gone. What the hell? Oh, well, he hung up. Said fuck you and hung up. Okay. Well, we'll see if that happens. Due to people's interest in my country, Desert Runner wants to do a Q&A next week about Australia. Sure.
Okay.
In the Rant Speak forum, start a thread of a whole bunch of questions you want to ask Desert Runner.
Mm-hmm.
That should be riveting. Let's see. Adnandu. Same as IRC name. That's a big lie. You're not on my list. Try again. Lizard wants to phone in, and you're not on my list either. What's the Rant Radio Skype name? It's Rant Radio. Please private message me when you got that set up. K16 wants to call in. Time for K16. That was a guy last week who like went nuts and said things really, really quickly at the end, and I was like, what the hell is going on? I didn't even understand what was going on. K16, the fastest talker ever.
Am I really that fast?
Well, it took me by surprise at least last week when I was like, oh, we're running out of time, and you're like, and I was like, what is going on? That was pretty funny.
You're faster than us.
Yeah.
I guess I'll give it another try. First off, hi to you two.
Hello.
Hi to you.
Well, hey, whatever. I got two things to talk about. Now, the first one is, you can pretty much remove the not confirmed tag off of my name, because unless something happens this week, my friend and I should be able to make it to the rant meet. If we can't make it for some unexpected reason, I'll let you know ahead of time by sending you an email.
Okay, what's your friend's name? on that?
Actually, I believe you met him from Fragmart.
Oh yeah, totally remember him. Actually, could you private message me his name as well?
Sure, I guess.
In the IRC, so I could put him on the list and take the unconfirmed off.
Sure.
He's saying that because he'll forget. Trust me.
I will forget.
All right. I'll pass it over to you after this call-in. And the second thing is, well, you guys are going to be pissed at me for saying this, but whatever. Since people are talking about the presidential election, any thoughts on bugging Uncle Dak to call in?
That's the second time someone's asked that question.
That is the second time.
And Skype might be over his head.
Well, we don't need to use Skype with Dak. He's local here. I can put him on the speakerphone. You want to do that? You want to do that next week or what?
Well, there's a problem. There's a problem with that though. He won't be able to hear me.
Oh, that's correct. Mm.
We got to work that out because somebody else asked me that question too.
It would take a lot of rigging up and.
Goes to show you how much I pay attention.
Well, no, most people wouldn't know that actually. It's no worries.
Oh, and to double check. Sorry, you first.
Go ahead, dude. It wasn't important, really.
I just want to double check for next week. It's 10 o'clock, right?
That is correct. Yeah,
it
is 10 o'clock next week. We're going to try it out, well it works.
I did this all for you.
We'll be coming
on
right.
Thank you so much.
We'll be coming on right after Joe.
I'm shivering my ass off at this hour. It's a cold hour for some reason.
Shivering, really?
I don't know why.
Dead air.
Okay, we're getting dead air, so I guess I'll hang up.
Okay.
Okay, you're cold. That's great. What else you got? That's it? Bye.
Is that it?
That's about it. So, yeah, take care, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Another weird call from K-16.
Yes, very weird.
He's a weird boy. But he's cool. He's cool. He visited me at the Fragmart when when Rant did Fragmart.
I remember Fragmart and that chick that you flirted with for 3 freaking hours. What was her name?
What was her name?
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. What was her name?
Ooh.
And she had
it was Devil. She-Devil.
And she had, half-naked pictures on the internet and stuff.
Yes,
and
that's correct. She was insane. She was, like, the only chick there, pretty much. So everyone was...
She was busy.
Yes, very busy. And everyone was always looking at her and crowding around her and stuff like that.
Yes, and you actually sang at Fragmart, you little freak. I remember that.
What did I sing? Did I sing one of my songs?
You sang a song with it.
With her.
You sang some song with her for a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah, we found the lyrics on the internet and sang some song.
Yeah.
And there's no recordings of that, unfortunately.
Want to bet?
Do you have that?
Yeah, I have Fragmart, most of it, yeah.
Oh, sweet. I don't know if I have that. Could you upload that, please?
Yeah, it's big, but you don't care.
I don't care.
See,
that's something I really want. That's got to go on my massive archive.
Yeah.
There's going to be a DVD coming out eventually. This is after the What the Hell DVD. Of the ultimate compilation of pre-Rant Speak stuff. This is all the remixes.
Pre-Rant Speak stuff?
Yeah, pre-Rant Speak. Pre-patrolling, pre-Rant Speak. This is the next evolution of Rant is when this show kind of came on this year.
Oh, okay.
With the patrolling in this, we took it up to a next level, right?
And this is
all the remixes of Sean's rants, the original rants, everything that's not even on the FTP, all the bonus material that's never been put up, tons of stuff, tons of archives that I'm just going to master to probably a 2 or 3 DVD set. I'm not sure how big it is.
Oh, it's good. No, it'll be more than that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, it'll be more than that.
Really?
Because the stuff that I give out, which is almost all that stuff, it's more than that.
Yeah.
We've gotten to the point now where a double set of DVD won't hold what we do in a year.
Yeah, it's crazy. This doesn't include other people's shows. This is in-house Rant Media produced stuff.
It's all in-house stuff. Okay.
Excluding remixes of Rant stuff. That's what I mean.
Okay. Well, then it might be okay then.
Yeah. So remixes of other people that other people did for us and songs that people did for the Sean Kennedy show. You know, all those WOG songs and stuff. Yeah, all that kind of stuff's going to be on there. Oh yeah, I guess we're Generation 3. What the Hell was the first generation? Sean Kennedy show was the second, and this is the third.
And yes, this is the third. as we wait for Sean to, you know, get over himself and come back into the limelight, which he adores and will not admit.
Yeah, he lives in a cave in Afghanistan right now. He's hiding.
You know what? He might.
All this patrolling stuff's been filmed years ago, actually. It's
yeah.
I'm going to be releasing it all posthumously because he's actually dead in a cave.
Yeah.
And I've got video for the next 10 years.
Actually, I was going to send him a really cool birthday present, but if he's dead, you know.
Well, you could light at his grave. His widow would be appreciative. I think we should phone up his widow right now and say Sean's dead.
Yeah, you do that.
That would probably be the worst move ever.
I'll just hang up because I have distance. I'm okay. You, however, do not.
Oh, people are asking. Yeah, you can download the What the Hell archives, the low 16K versions off the website.
Mm-hmm.
And the DVD set is slowly coming. I've archived some more recently.
And archiving is a pain in the butt. Take it from someone who archives everything we do here every day.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Or at least I try to.
Yeah.
And it used to be really easy. Now it's not.
Yeah, you stream rip every show now, eh?
No, I don't have to do that. Most of them are available for download. Everybody's been really good about that.
Well, that's good.
Contrary to what you initially thought. See, you thought it was cool, and then somebody got mad, and then you thought it was a bad idea because somebody got mad. But the truth is, it's okay.
Okay. Well, we actually got through all our calls.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done.
God damn it.
That's amazing. That's pretty good.
That is. 3 hours. Longest show
Remember,
ever.
This is a one-hour show.
Yes, it is a one-hour show. And we somehow use the time cube to make it a three-hour show.
Yeah, time cube dictates four-hour shows, but this is a three-hour. Because there's four sides
it's
to the
time triangle.
Yeah, it's a time triangle.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Yeah, going to die. Me too.
So remember next week, it's on at 10 p.m., not 11, 1 hour earlier. And on the East Coast, that's at 1 a.m. instead of 2. Lucky you.
And this also means there'll be no interruptions all Sunday.
That's
starting
right.
At 3, when the programming starts, you'll have radio all day. So sit on your ass and listen all day long.
3 to probably midnight, so that's 9 hours of programming. That's a lot. That's pretty good.
That's
the action-packed Sundays on Rant.
It's super happy, fun time Sunday.
That's right. It's must not miss Sunday. What are those slogans? Must see Sunday. Except it's
I'm
must
so
listen.
Glad. Yeah, I'm so glad that you agreed to it. Not so much so that I can do this earlier because I don't care all that much.
It's for the listeners.
But there was well
it's
that
for
there
the
was
children.
There was no way in hell I was going to be able to fill that empty hour.
That magic void.
Nobody in their right mind would want that slot.
No.
And, no.
They would be berated if they weren't good.
Yes.
If they weren't, like, amazing or whatever, right?
Yeah, and that's really funny because we suck. And so the people that are on before us have to be better than us.
Yeah. I think it's all the dirt that we uncover and say to people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Inside, it's like the inside scoop on Rant, which I always made it out to be.
Yeah, and we don't like each other all that much, so I think they like that too. And
Slacker says, "What's the hours of content per day for Rant Radio Talk these days?" It'd probably be better to phrase it in hours per week of original
hours
content.
Hours per week. Yeah, there's hours per day. It's not very much, but hours per week.
Scattered, right?
You're gonna.
I don't know, like 24.
Oh yeah, it's
up there around 24.
My book right now is out of reach, so I can't tell you. I have all this in a manual. I'm that much of a freak. Yes, I am.
Yeah, Rant Speak 26-hour marathon next week.
Oh, yeah, over my dead fucking body.
That's not going to happen. See, 3 hours is enough here. See, it's so bad.
No.
This would be the weekend to do it, if I was going to do it, because it'd be the whole weekend.
Well, I mean, I'll
it's not happening.
If you wanna.
It's not.
No.
It's insane. At the end, I was seeing things that weren't there, and
yeah.
It was all kinds of bad. And
I mean, I did, you know, if I do Mark and Daryl, and then I come on and do this show, that just kills me.
Oh, I bet.
And I only do it because he asked me to.
And also, you know, it's not possible anymore because there's other shows.
Yeah.
Because before, when we were doing the What the Hell, that was it. We were just What the Hell on the air. We could go all week and wouldn't interrupt anyone.
Yeah.
But it's not like we couldn't conference in all the other DJs and et cetera, et cetera.
No, now see that. We don't have enough bandwidth to do that, though. I don't think.
Maybe if I got it all fixed up and stuff.
Everybody.
I
don't know.
It would sound really, really, really bad. It's just bad enough with you and me on here interrupting each other.
Yeah.
And the way Skype works, I think, is it just gets worse and worse as you add more people on, so it just sounds more and more robotic.
Actually, Joe Vecchio had a really cool idea, though. He mentioned something. I was talking to him today. And he said, I wonder why there's never been an internet radio conference.
Like what? A different radio stations,
like,
or what?
No, a conference, like a con.
Oh, a con.
They have cons for everything else. Why not us?
Good idea. Probably because everyone who's broadcasting is dirt poor. I don't know.
That's exactly what I said. He said, well...
Because it's free to broadcast.
He said, that is true, but he goes, I'm really good at setting up cons. I guess it's something he does.
And it's all spread all over the world. But
yeah.
You could have it somewhere in the States, and that would be pretty neat, actually.
I think I can't figure why not. I think there's enough interest there for it.
Go for it. Set it up. I don't have time to do it, but you just set it up and maybe I'll show up if it's not too far.
I didn't say I'd do that.
No, not you. Whoever mentioned it.
Joe Vecchio said that.
Joe can do it then.
And I just agreed that it's very odd that there isn't one for us.
Maybe there is. Did he take a look? There's lots of online stations, like thousands. There's so many.
Yeah, there are a lot.
Austin Wolfclaw says, "What the hell the very first radio show on Rant Radio?"
No.
Well, I went on, and it wasn't really an official show. Both my show and
State of the Station,
which this is an extension of, 6 years later.
It's much better.
It's much, much better 6 years later. I'm a bit better talking on the radio.
And I wasn't even around then, and I still know it's better.
There are there's no surviving copies of State of the Station.
Not you lie.
No.
You, not one?
Not one. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing. There is What the Hell archives, but there's not one State of the Station.
Some of those are brutal.
So if you want to know what State of the Station sounded like, just go to the very first What the Hell show I was on with Drexel.
Lots of gaps and lots of typing.
typing. It's all about the typing.
It was
sad.
Funny.
Sad, sad, sad.
Yeah.
But What the Hell was one of the first. Yes.
Yeah, it was one of the first. It's going to be the one that dogs us to our graves.
State of the Station was not Sean's old show. State of the Station was my show. Sean's old show was Cyber Psychosis, and he had another one as well, whose name escapes me.
Well, there was one that he just called the Sean Kennedy Show, which was the old incarnation. I know
yes.
he had that.
Yeah, that's right. I think he just did call it the Sean Kennedy Show.
And we actually ran one of those.
That was really early. Really, really early.
We ran one of those, too. During his new show.
That's right.
When we just wanted to fill time.
It was interesting.
And, he was Kaiser Sose. Yes. I remember that.
Yeah. Lots of ideas from Sean.
Yes. I think that's why he doesn't talk to me so much, because I'm like one of the people that tells him no. Like, no, Sean, that's bad.
That's a bad idea.
That's bad. I don't want to go to prison quite yet.
Do you have archives of the old SKTFM shows? I have one.
Maybe two.
Those will be on the Ultimate. One. Yeah, there's the one I know at least. I know I have the one.
Which you can get if you download the new show. I don't know which one it's on.
I don't know which one it's on. Yeah, I think I come on the show initially, and then I play the old show or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's on one of the new ones.
Yeah, but it'll be on the Ultimate Rant Radio DVD. I'll put that on there because it doesn't fit anywhere. These are all the things that don't fit anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, and the TV show is available on the patrolling site. So.
Oh, that reminds me. I don't think, unless you upgrade unless you updated when I was gone, I don't think you have all the patrollings in the TV rotation. I looked, and I think you're too short.
Really?
I think you stopped.
I was really, really sure that I've updated it.
Unless my FTP didn't refresh right, I didn't see them all.
Just take a look right now. What are we doing? This is like, we're still in the air.
That's all right. That's all right. They're still listening.
Oh, are they? That's good. Let's see. Open. What the hell's wrong with this program?
What program?
I switched over to a new program for FTP. There we go. It's a really awesome program, but sometimes it just doesn't open. I have to try it a couple times.
Yeah.
Rotation.
See, we've been on for 3 hours. We don't have to be good now. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
That's right. Rant TV. And where is it? Patrolling. Oh, what the hell? It's only up to 5. I got to put those 2 in there. I swear I put 6. I swear I put 6 in there.
Well, we're up to 7 now, so they should both be in there.
That's right. I just get behind and I forget.
Yes, you do.
I'll have to get those up
there. So if you've been looking for patrolling on Rant TV and it's not there, it's Sim's fault.
That's
blame
right.
Him.
It's all my fault. All the new ones are not in their rotation. You can download them. And
that's
the
right.
Mysterious Stranger is continuing to upload them to archive.org, and I thank them. Like, a day after they're released. It's awesome. It's so nice.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Dude.
Because I have no idea how to do it. I'm sure I could look into it and find it, but wow, that's awesome.
I wish I knew who he was, though, so maybe I could give him something.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to come out of the closet and tell us who you are, we'll congratulate
you. Maybe I would give
you a prize. Yep. Well,
that's it.
I'm tired and really hungry, actually.
It's 4 in the morning, dude, and I don't want to talk to you anymore.
And the feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, dude.
So we're out of here till next week. Remember, next week, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time, 1 hour earlier, and you can get some cheesy, chocolatey goodness right after the Joe Vecchio. Cup of Joe show.
And even in my time zone, it's cool to say my show's on at midnight. It just is.
There you go, yeah. So you're actually on Tuesday. You're right on the dot. As soon as it changes to Monday.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
All right, dude.
So until next week, well, I'll talk with you later. And, oh, wait, we're going to read out the IRC. Rubber Pants Command, one of many. Spyco, Red Maiden, Gluco, Archive. Misconduct, Pinion Blue, LXPK, K16, Stran, Jibcat, Cyberlord, Ricky Rocket, Monkey Games, Avalanche, CFH, a whole bunch of new people here, Darko, Austin Wolfclaw, who will be here for the last time. Oh!
We promised to go with his rant.
That's right. That's good. That's good I remembered that. I'll play the extra and then we'll go into the rant.
We'll
go into the rant and then the extra.
Okay.
And let's see who else. That's about it. Who's talking? So until next week, and this is goodbye for me and Austin Wolfclaw as well, because he won't be here anymore.
Yes, that's so sad.
That is sad. That is very sad.
But remember, next week, Purden's mom.
Purden's mom, next week, interview here, exclusive on Rant Speak.
That's right.
You won't want to miss that.
God, we are so low.
That's so bad. Okay. So I'll talk with you later, Smokey, and see everyone else next week. Later.
Bye. Later.
Yay! Yay! Woohoo! Hooray for Jay Parker and Matt Stone. The MPAA finally gave the movie Team America World Police an R rating. And this was, of course, after the creators of South Park cut out some scenes, which included someone being fed sharks and wild sex scenes. You may be saying to yourself, that seems fine by me. But what if I told you the person being fed to the sharks was Hans Blix? Oh, how about if I told you the sex scenes were done by marionettes? What if I told you the whole fucking movie had marionettes? Yes, it's true, we haven't seen a decent puppet film since Peter Jackson's Meet the Feebles. But when I hear that something had to be cut from a movie just so it can allow children in the theaters to see it, oh shit, Dennis Miller, get off the tracks, the Ranch Express has grown antlers, and it is traveling at ludicrous speed. Now, I've been living on this planet for 24 years now. I may not know a lot about the country I live in, but I know what seems to be going around, so to speak. In this time of age, this matter has grown into a disease which probably may not be curable, but have we even thought about finding a cure? No. The disease has a name. It's called pussification. What is pussification, you ask? Pussification can be described in quite a few ways. For example, a pussified American would go, "Oh my God, Janet Jackson exposed her boob on TV. She's a slut. I'm offended." While a normal American would go, "Ooh, she slipped there. Take the rest off, Janet. Take it off." Pussified. "Those wolves eating that deer is grossing me out. Get me out of here." Normal. "Looks tasty. Can I have some?" You see, pussification isn't self-taught. It's brainwashed into you. In forms of the FCC, the MPAA, the RIAA, the FBI, the CIA. Yes, they are telling you what's right and wrong. They're telling you to be offended at the sight of boobs. They're telling you to be offended at the sight of natural predators killed. They're telling you to vote Republican. Well, guess what? No! No, 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 no! I want to kill bunnies and slice their bodies open in front of aging grandparents. I want to go to church and read sacrilegious quotes from the Book of Satan. I want to go to Germany and scream Toten City Juden at the top of my lungs in downtown Berlin, but I can't. Why? Think of the children, Austin. Think of the children. You know what? For a person that wants to cut sex scenes from a movie just to get a rating that lets five-year-olds see the film, you are a fucking pussy, okay? Fuck the five-year-olds and fuck the parents, too, because obviously you don't know when to say no. It's because of you America is turning into a bunch of pussies who get offended by everything. I hope when you enjoy Team America with your whining, crying, font of Satan, the United States gets terrorized again. This is Austin, your uncensored, uncut, ranting deer, and that's my 6 points.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, "That's it, forget it." Think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.